to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Can I have a moment?
Seems short to you?
Can I have a moment? God, I do apologize.
Hey, don't apologize. I am very proud of you just for making it after I heard about your trials and tribulations.
Just a second.
Today.
Three, two, three, test, one, two. See, I actually, just this moment, oh, this is awful broadcasting behavior. We've been on vacation for 2 weeks, and I just walked in the room. Later than Mike, I walked in and 5 seconds before three.
I have been sitting here waiting.
Look at it this way. If we ran 8 more seconds of delay, you would have been on time.
Don has a bit of a story, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting his stuff together now.
You got to give me a second.
We need longer vacation.
Don literally walked in to the studio from Baltimore.
It's not enough time.
Via the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, in Baltimore, and my wife driving crazy. I want to thank her.
How are you and your wife doing?
I
was thinking about that this morning.
I'll tell you about this.
All right.
That,
and I'm not talking about the whole trip. I'm just talking about how you doing today.
Here is, and it's entirely my fault, partly, but here's the gamut today. Today, just since we awoke this morning at 7,
mm-hmm.
which is what, just 8 hours ago,
yes.
the pendulum has swung like so. The pendulum has swung from, I love you so much, this is the best vacation we've ever had,
oh, right.
we're
nice.
So happy being together.
That's great.
Just 2.5 hours later, 9:30, she says, you're an ass,
oh, dear.
I hate being with you, you've ruined the vacation.
Can't wait to hear what you did.
Wow.
Well, in my mind, not much, bud.
I think if you know, you're a newsman, you're a newshound, you
right.
know how to
yeah,
sniff out the story.
When, where,
I
why.
I think you might be able to figure out a little bit of it by the fact that he walked in 60 seconds before. And this is a man who likes to get here like an hour before the show.
Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, Julia, sorry about that final four.
Yeah.
For Julia Spiewak.
Hello.
We'll get him next year.
Just wait, before you start, I'm not going to say anything about it now, but I just wanted to say this because I was planning on saying
like,
it.
What the hell?
And I had myself psyched up.
This
to say
is like
it.
The worst return from a vacation we've ever had.
Take
as much time as you like.
Oh, good. I will then. Let me get this out of the way because I want to get this out of the way.
Go ahead.
I want to say hi to two brand new friends that I made last night.
Oh, you?
I made two brand new friends.
I didn't know you'd be taking this time for this.
I made two brand new friends at Camden Yards for the season opener of the Baltimore Orioles last night. Mm. My friends Gary and Garth, the twins. Officially, ladies and gentlemen, the drunkest people I have ever encountered at any sporting event that
wow,
I've ever
that's
attended.
That's saying something.
That's saying a lot.
Gary and Garth, and I believe their friend Fred from Sterling.
Freddy!
I like the new pre-opening.
I will tell you.
Right. Mighty Freddy, he's always ready.
I'll tell you more about it later. That's all. I just wanted to say hi to him.
Do you all see my index card?
I do.
It says,
and if their wives are listening, they were with hookers last night. Thank you.
It says Friday, March 19th. I don't even have a fresh index card for today's show.
Well, you know, I think it's a tribute. When I heard from you earlier, like just a few hours ago,
oh,
when
God.
You were still at sea.
Can you imagine how pissed people would be? You know, people are already resentful of the fact that, let's face it, you know, for whatever reason, God has given us a free pass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're good, but look at us. Oh, that's computer turning on.
Yeah.
We're good, but look at us. Uh-huh. We're fat.
Yes.
We get by on just fumes every day.
Hey, we do. We do it with mirrors, smoking mirrors.
You know, we got fantastic vacation. Imagine how pissed people would have been if you would have come on today at 3 o'clock and said, my friend Don is not here because his ship has not been cleared yet at the Baltimore Pier.
Yeah, I know. It would have been. It would not have been accepted well.
It was awful. Give me just a second. The computer's almost turning on. See, I come to the studio 20 minutes before the show every day. And this is what I do.
At least.
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in the building, but hold on. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. You take your time. Take your time.
No, this is what.
I'm sure that Gary and Garth wouldn't mind if you took a little time.
Okay.
Better to do it right than to do it fast.
Now, the computer is
recovering from their evening last night at Camden Yards in the really, really good seats.
With hookers.
That we weren't supposed to tell their wives about.
You. You wouldn't have said that if you were married.
Rascal. Hey, you know what? Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, would you really?
Oh, my God.
Okay, give me 1 second. And I am ready. I am ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready, Freddie.
Are you ready to tell us about everything that
happened? No, I'm ready to start the show. I'm as ready as Pedro Martinez. Are you ready?
Jesus.
Here we go.
Roll it.
John and Mike Show. There it is. Okay, now.
Hallelujah. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3666. They're ready to believe you.
See, this is why the door is pointless, because you know we're already in.
Oh, no, oh, it was these. These guys.
Here they are. I saw these sound effects.
Hello.
From a true story, there's a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Did my boys have any trouble getting through customs?
What?
Did my boys have any trouble getting through customs?
No, they're the ones that facilitated my arrival, my early arrival.
Very efficient. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ah! Return!
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea, the stars of the movie Hellboy, John Geronimo, and Mike!
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode of this Monday, April 5, 2004.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. 04, 05.
04.
We're here. We're all here.
Yep, that's it. We're on the air.
We're here. We're live.
Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada. You call 800-636-1067 and Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. It is great to be back.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is.
Yes.
I guess
right. Well, speak for yourself. It's 30 degrees outside.
Well, yeah.
Merry Christmas!
I was expecting, you know, we take our little break this time of year, and one of the nice things about taking the break, I don't want to complain, because I have been on vacation for 2 weeks now.
You have.
But normally, when...
You bastard. How dare you take so much vacation?
When you come back, who do you think you are, man?
The great thing about it, 2 weeks,
you come back and it's,
it's the winter.
It's spring, but now it's not. It's something's wrong.
Request denied.
Something's wrong with the weather here.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I got to tell you, when you're in wherever the hell I was, on this boat.
Yeah.
In Belize. Oh. I thought Belize was something you spread on crackers. Turns out it's country. It's 82 degrees and sunny, and I'm looking in and it says Washington, D.C., Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
40, 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Parkas at the baseball games.
One more thing I want to say, and I know it's not politically correct, but I want to say it on this cruise we were just on. Really, this time, make it Haiti. When you're going to travel, do what I did and make it Haiti.
Did you go to Haiti?
The bargains are there, Mike.
Did you really go to Haiti?
The bargains are there. No, of course I didn't go to Haiti.
Well, you know, you were near Haiti.
Yeah, but...
Your boat didn't stop there. Didn't cruise ships used to go to Haiti?
Yeah. Now, on my honeymoon, my wife and I went on a boat that went to Haiti, which, as far as I know, is the birthplace of AIDS, right? Is that where...
That's not the birthplace, but it gained some fame for sending a lot of cases.
Is that where...
Way.
That where AIDS got famous in mm-hmm. Haiti, now it's civil unrest. They just booted out the president and the president.
Bertrand Aristide.
They're turning cars upside down and booting. No, I wasn't in Haiti.
I love the name of that president they booted out because he sounds like he's in the movie Dune.
Jean Bertrand Aristide. But I was in Belize, which
where's that?
Sucks.
Oh, really? It sounds beautiful.
The weather's great.
Yeah.
The weather in a lot of these places that I got to go to on this vacation was really great,
mm-hmm.
But it seemed like I was traveling back in time because not a lot of the modern conveniences.
Well, don't you have your boat?
Yeah, but I like, for instance, one of the places that we went was I don't remember so many Nassau. Okay, mm-hmm. We got off the boat in Nassau. You know, what I like is Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah,
sure. You got cigar places. You got
ever since the time we did we took 150 listeners over to London, England, and you were doing like the first 24 hours was looking for a Taco Bell, and you found one.
I'm in funky Nassau,
mm-hmm.
And I'm liking it. But
did you get your hair braided?
I did not. Some of the other stops, though, really, you'd walk out under the boat, the tender would take you over the boat from the big boat, and you get over there, there'd be chickens walking around.
Right.
And there'd be, you know, of course, you'd go, hey, man.
Hey, man. Don't they wait for you when those big boats come in? Don't they sit there and rub their hands together and say, hey, you know, here comes a Mark?
Yeah.
Wow. All the local con men.
That's right.
Get the guy in the Packer shirt. Look at him. Look how big and fat and stupid he is.
So you would wear a Packers shirt? That certainly wouldn't advertise you as a tourist.
Donkey show?
Now, Rob,
you're welcome.
You know, it's not here, but hold on. Hold on, it might be. When we were in Cozumel...
No, you didn't buy a souvenir.
No. I brought it, one of the things that's stapled to to a telephone pole for a donkey sex show.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, you brought show and tell.
It was such a rush, I don't think it's here. Hold on a second. No. Oh, this would be a gift for you.
Hey, thank
open
you.
It up. It's a beer glass.
Wow.
It's from Belize. It's from Belize. Well, I don't have it. I'll have to bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
It's a Pilsner glass, like a 12-ounce Pilsner glass, and it's the Blissfully Belizean Lighthouse Lager beer glass.
That's lovely.
I know how you like your beer glasses.
Thank
but tomorrow, I not really, and I'll tell you this in a second. Oh, woe is me, the problems I have. I barely made it to work today. I'm not prepared for the show. I've not gone home. I've not unpacked.
I mean, lest anybody be nervous. I am prepared, and I think that'll be good enough today.
Okay, so here we go. Hi, welcome. Great to be here, Buzz.
Yes.
You got that surgery, didn't you?
I'm not wearing glasses anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the laser eye surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it. It's cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. Couldn't be happier about that.
Does it work okay?
It works fine.
Your eyes are fine?
Yes, it works fine, Mike.
Now, on this little vacation recap, I'm going to have a treat for you. What are you guys laughing about?
I was just laughing at Buzz.
I was looking at you when I said it works well, Mike.
Buzz and I do a little nonverbal once in a while, and, I'll get the real lowdown during the commercial break.
Oh, no, I think that's what he had done. Hey,
yeah,
baby.
No,
wait a minute. Hold on, sugar bear.
Hey, listen, I just want to set something up you're going to hear on the show today with my wife. Mm-hmm. Something that she's never done before.
Ooh.
What she did was she got, I don't want to say drunk, because that's an ugly word.
That is.
She got...
No. Oh, now, that is not an ugly word.
For a girl, it is.
No, and I came up with the idea when I was had no drinks. So it was just that I needed some, and I'm sure Mike can empathize, I need a little courage.
You know, in these days of indecency and all that we can't say and we can't do, well, we certainly can keep drunk. Please.
Okay, you got it.
She got good and drunk.
I was a little tipsy, and I just... And it was for... And it was a good wife. I mean,
she had a Lucy Ricardo moment when she said to me...
Sometimes women must drink to do things that would normally be distasteful.
We were sitting on the boat, and she says to me, like Lucy Ricardo, you know what? I should go around and tape some of these people that I know you're going to be making fun of. Mm-hmm. I should go out and I said, oh.
Well, or not making fun of, that you would be telling stories. I said, wouldn't the stories be better if you could actually hear the voices?
Now, you know, I tried to give my wife questions. I tried to give her funny questions.
Right.
I've not heard this tape.
She made a tape on the vacation?
Yes. She had five drinks on Saturday night.
Wow.
And she went out to interview various people that we had met on the cruise.
Did you give them the proper disclaimer? This is going to be taped for broadcast?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. They all knew. So
good.
That's something that we're going to hear today.
That's exciting.
And I've not heard the tape.
I like this.
I've only heard...
I was afraid to hear it.
I've only heard one little bit where she was hiccuping.
Oh.
And that's because you were... And it's not an ugly word, Mike. I'll say it. You were drunk.
Drunk.
No, you were falling down darling.
Gloriously.
Let me have a couple... first of all, my plan was that you would edit this and cut it up and use the little snippet.
What did I tell you? If you want to do something... Like everybody else on the show, here's what you do. You make a tape. You give it to me, and I play it. We play it. If it's bad, we'll fast forward.
We like it raw.
If there's something funny, we'll rewind
it. If it's bad, you'll play it over and over.
Yeah, well, it's fun to hear, like, the microphone being rustled around and rubbing up against cloth and, you know, everything like
that. Now, if I had a tape of you that made fun of you, would I play it?
WCCP. This is Fleetwood Mac.
But I don't care.
All right, darling, before I started today, I want to make sure I didn't F up who I'm supposed to be mad at and who we're thankful to. So is it Cindy?
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She's a nice lady. She's a lady that got us off this cruise.
Whoa!
Today.
Oh, that's right, new standards.
Why? What happened?
No, you just, you're still, you
can't dwell.
We can't dwell on that.
On what?
Come on now, come on now. I know you're just off the boat. It's a passing comment.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Sydney's the one that got you off.
The boat.
Oh, there we go.
You
could say that.
No, that's what I was saying, but then you didn't know what I had said.
Well, how do you know
you're just off the boat?
How do you know she didn't get me off the boat?
There you go. Now you're back on track.
Okay. You know what I mean? Or maybe she got me off the boat.
She got you off the boat.
So squeaky clean now, darling. You don't even get dirty jokes.
I will. I'm just tired and stressed out, but I will. So thank you to her. She works for, who is it, Celebrity? Is that the cruise line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's
Cindy.
She's nice. Now, as opposed to the morons that are running, what was it, Immigration and Customs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's the deal. This boat, full of Americans, generally, mm-hmm. pulls up, leaves Baltimore. This, for us, sounded like the perfect vacation,
mm-hmm.
because the boat leaves Baltimore. You don't have to fly anywhere.
That's very cool.
You get on at the port at Baltimore, right by beautiful Dundalk. Dundalk, dear hon.
Hello.
And you go down to Florida. And then
you like a natty boat to celebrate your holiday?
Believe me, there was a lot of that.
Oh.
You would have had a field day on this boat.
Oh, just wait. No, I want to tell you about the drunk people. Oh, did you have a can for breakfast or what?
No,
what was the thing?
He had cleaned up his act. I think he was on the do not drink list.
There was this dude, about 50, fat, with a walrus-like mustache. And this guy, at 8 o'clock in the morning, we'd come down to get our coffee, and we'd see him sitting at the bar, and one of the things was, what do you call it, breakfast in a can?
Yeah.
I'll have some breakfast in a can. And this guy was bombed. I've got lots
of beer for breakfast.
But he was bombed all the time. He was bombed like...
a snappy dresser. He had that Titanic swimming team t-shirt on.
And at the jive shows that we went to, he would heckle people from the crowd, and they wouldn't know how to deal with him. And as it turns out...
What if he knows Gary and Garth?
He'd walk around this ship, and I would hear people saying, did you see that man? That man was awful. Turns out, there's like 1,700 people on this ship, but there was one guy that was so drunk and so obnoxious... Everybody on the ship knew who he was, and it was an immediate conversation starter, an icebreaker with people. Where you'd see somebody in the elevator, you'd be stuck for a couple minutes, and they'd go, "Hey, they'd be talking." That man was doing. I said, "Hold on,
free to get him on tape."
Did you, baby?
No, I wanted to.
He did approach you though, didn't he? Didn't he come up to you?
That's one of the reasons I had the idea. That was earlier in the week. Yeah,
you're
calling me many names trying to get me to stop.
Here's what we had heard about this guy. We had heard that this guy. First had just gotten out of detox.
Oh, dear.
3 months.
3 months out of detox.
Wow.
Three months in detox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Celebrate.
I guess because he was so happy that he had made it through detox, he was getting so drunk every day that after like the fourth or fifth day, his family clamped down, had an intervention, and all of a sudden he's not drinking anymore.
Yeah, I think that it was over midweek.
Whew.
You know, for my money, if you're going to come out of detox, a cruise ship probably wouldn't be the best place to go.
No, you know what we found out they had advice.
If you're fresh out of detox or if you're fresh out of Weight Watchers, don't go on a cruise.
Really? Listen to this. Here's something we found out on this boat. Every day we're looking and they got the list, you know, bingo and all this other, you know, stupid stuff they have on this boat. Every day we see meeting for friends of Bill W.
Yes.
5 o'clock. So we're looking at this every day and finally said the fruit.
That AA?
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
No, I said...
And you would think we would know.
Yeah. I said, now I've heard of FOB, you know, Friends of Bill, like Clinton. I said, so we ask somebody, because we're dumb.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just sit at the table, we said, who's this Bill W we're hearing all this about?
You know, he was just a popular guy.
And somebody turned around and said, don't you know he invented Alcoholics Anonymous?
And that's code for AA.
Yeah, but listen, here's just a tip from me to all of the prospective alcoholics out there. Don't go on a cruise. If you're an alcoholic and you're fighting it, don't go on. If you're in denial and you're still drinking, you'll love it.
And here's a tip for me: don't fight it.
But if you're, if you're trying to lick it,
I've tried. Right? It's much too much energy.
If you're trying to lick it, forget it.
Yeah.
Just go on the boat.
You're like Mike and you've just given into it.
You know, really, if you just get to a point where you don't fight it anymore, you know, it's fine. You know,
darling, let me see. So, here's the problem: that the boat arrives in Baltimore this morning at 10 o'clock. I don't have to be to work till 3 o'clock.
That's wonderful.
So I figure I'm cutting it close.
When I had heard that this is how you were going to do it, I thought in the back of my mind that there was a potential for a problem, but I envision the problem would be, you know, maybe they had to divert or, you know, there were some weather-related things. It was kind of choppy with the wind.
No, the dumbest mistake I ever made is to want to push a vacation to come back on the very day that we're doing the show.
But, Mike, you know what a relaxed traveler he is.
Frida, I would be the exact same way.
It was only the last day that I got nuts. And today,
I'd be out of my mind. Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting back at 10. I figure an hour to clear customs. We're about an hour from Baltimore. I should be to work at noon.
And you're up at about 7 just chomping, really, kind of get ready.
I started getting crabby last night.
Oh, that was just about the packing, and that was about...
It was about vacation being... You get in your traveling mode.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Hey, who can't dig this when you're on vacation, no matter what you do for a living? You're having a good time, but then all of a sudden you realize the day, like, before it's over, you go, oh, wow, I got to go back to do my job tomorrow. So everybody gets
to
do it. So last night it was starting to get me pissed that I was looking around, and everybody was drunk and happy, and I was looking around and going, am I the only guy here that's got to work tomorrow? And Frida was exceptionally happy. She was giddy. She was so happy. And that
doesn't set well with
you. And she hadn't packed yet, and I wanted to go back to the room and pack, because, you know, you got to pack, because you don't pack, and you're really not in the mindset to go back to work, to go back to, you know, your job.
Right.
Everything
becomes a big deal. But it's not just that you don't want to go back to work. It's when we leave for somewhere, too. You're just not a good traveler.
I guess I'm not. Well, whatever. But they screwed us in Baltimore. Just let me tell you, the ship arrives at 10. Okay. Here's the deal. You know, unless you're going to do a body cavity search on somebody, you can size them up right away. You tell if they're Al-Qaeda or not.
Right.
You can tell if, if they're drunk or not.
Sure.
You know, customs, you know, in my particular case, I happen to know they've caught me before. I'm not going to bring Cuban cigars back because I know that they're looking at me. So I figure everybody's got a story. You can whip right through customs. No, no, no. Boat arrives at 10 o'clock in Baltimore.
You know what?
We sat on a... Oh, look at, she's right back in her element. Look at this. Oh, you know what's happening.
Is there a man at the house?
She's spending my money. She's redoing a bathroom.
Oh. She hits the deck running, right?
Yeah.
Literally. She's right back on schedule.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Are you talking to me?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, what's new with the bathroom?
I was just saying goodbye to Kirk working in the bathroom.
All right.
Leave for today.
Listen, you go ahead. I mean,
no,
you're all
fine.
Taken care of here, Mrs.
No, you're fine.
Because I've got other things to do. You know, when we come back, the internet doesn't work.
Oh dear.
Joe, did Joe break our internet?
Joe was phone screening for us. Our modem is out of date.
Joe was house sitting. Joe wasn't phone screening for us.
Yeah.
Sitting at your house screening calls.
Hello.
All right, Sweet Pea. I will see you later then.
All right, love you, baby.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So here's what happened in a nutshell. This is just this morning. Wake up, ready to come to work, watching the boat enter the port in Baltimore. It's beautiful.
Right.
We pull in at 9:30, and I think, oh, we're a half hour early. Oh, this is cake.
Yeah,
I think I called Robbie up, I called Buzz up, I said, hey guys, you know, I'm on my way, don't worry about it.
Right.
About an hour and a half later, I've noticed the boat's still sitting in the same spot, nobody's doing anything, and now they're kicking us out of our rooms.
So it's just sitting out in the harbor?
Yeah, and then I hear that the problem is with customs and with immigration, that they can take their own sweet time.
Yeah.
If they want to, there's 1,700 people on that boat.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk to every single person.
And immigration come out to the boat before it docks?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
So it's that deal where they've got to secure the boat. And I was getting so freaking mad. I was pacing up and down this hallway. And I know I embarrassed Frida because I was just out of my mind. I said, Jesus. I said, look at... It's quarter till noon. I said, do you understand? I have to be to work at 3. We're not even off the effing boat yet. I'm saying this is like the most embarrassing day of my life. I said, God, Mike's going to be there doing the show. You know what I mean? Mike's going to do the show. No offense, Mike. You know, I love you. No offense. But I said, God. It's like the thing that I bust his balls about all the time. Then the first day back from vacation, I'm not going to be there. And at one point, she said to me, she said, you have ruined this vacation.
Oh,
and that was after just a few hours later telling me it was the best vacation we ever had. I said, how did I ruin it? She said, with your behavior. You've embarrassed me. I said, how have I embarrassed you? And I'm not realizing the volume I'm speaking at. She said, everybody at this end of the restaurant just heard you yell and scream. And incidentally, use the F word about 5 times.
Well, especially now with all the restrictions. I mean, we use it more in our private life.
So at this point, what I'm doing is I'm walking around and I'm saying to anybody on this ship, I'd like to speak to the captain, please.
Oh, no.
I'd like to speak to the captain. So finally, I go to guest services and I get somebody and I say the dumbest thing in the world. I say, hi, I'm a celebrity.
Oh, God, did you say it that way?
Just like that, because I was just feeling like...
I'm a celebrity.
I was just feeling like such a loser.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to get off this boat so bad. I figured there's two ways. Either I go up and say, hi, I'm a semi-famous celebrity.
You might know me. I'm a somewhat famous radio person.
You know, or I got to do like an extensive log, and I know that's not like, say, oh... I just found out, my mother's been trampled by a bus, a mile away. First off, if that happens, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
You know, I've always had that dilemma when anything like that happens where you either go, are you going to be pretentious and tell the truth that you do a radio show and you've got to be there, or do you come up with the elaborate lie that might carry more weight where they won't think you're being a dink,
So I go up to that, I go, hi. Lady says, hi, how may I help you? I say, notice we've been in port almost 2.5 hours now. Nobody seems to move. Yes, it's not really up to us. It's up to customs. I said, well, I'm somewhat of a minor celebrity in these parts. I said, a lot of people on this. And I met a lot of nice people on this boat right after the show. So a lot of people on the boat will tell you, attest to that. The thing is, yeah,
I brought some witnesses with me.
The thing is, I really, my job's an hour away at least with no traffic. And I got to be there at 3. I said, I got to be there. I'm like a doctor or a lawyer. I got to be there. And she said, oh, just a moment, please. And I thought, oh, now this is sweet.
Here we go. Chopper's waiting on the foredeck.
So she brings a guy out, some guy, another guy wearing a love boat suit. And he comes out and he says, may I help you? And I said, hi, I do a radio show. A bunch of people on this boat know who I am. And,
mm-hmm.
and he said, well, my advice to you would be, he said, did you know that you would have to be to work today? I said, oh, yes, today is the day back. He said, well, my advice would have been to take a boat that arrived back yesterday so you would be sure. He said, we don't say that we guarantee you're going to be off the boat at 10:01. He said, as a matter of fact, we pulled in 15, 20 minutes early. He said, we've done all we can. He said, so how may I help you? I said, well, I really need...
Was he copping a little too?
No, he was being very nice. But he said... So I don't see how I can help you. And because, like everybody on the ship, he's from somewhere else, I said,
listen, Frenchie.
He says, maybe you don't understand.
Listen, Dutch boy.
And you see, there's a radio show. And then why is it, and this guy spoke perfect English, but I feel the need to speak louder and speak slower like he's retarded.
I have to be on the radio.
That's what I'm saying. And so he goes, just... One moment, please. And now I think I'm either going to get the supreme brush off,
right,
or I'm going to get the first class treatment.
Right.
Well, I get a bitch on wheels that comes out. Obviously, she's used to dealing with people who want their way.
Right.
She steps right. She goes, hi, how may I help you? I said, hi.
Well, see, right there, they're making you go through the thing 3 times.
I said, well, no, it was to get to the final, to the pit bull.
Okay.
The first two people kind of didn't know what to do.
Right.
So the third lady comes out and she says, Hi, how may I help you? I said, well, I do a radio show. I got to be off the boat. She said, oh, that is a sticky wicket or whatever it is that she said. That's a touchy pickle, whatever it is that she said. That's something
Careful.
She said, but we can't. I'm afraid we can't help you. Thank you, though. Next. And then I was, I'm shattered. I walked away and I walk over by Frida. Of course, she says, well, how did Mr. Celebrity do? And I said, I'm so mad. I'm so pissed. But
are you still floating out in the middle of the harbor?
Yeah, no. At this point, we're pulled up. We can see the gangway where you get off the boat.
Right.
You get off. There it is again.
But at any point, did you think maybe just break and run for it?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. Hey, listen, it's terrorism.
Shoot to kill. Yeah.
They
shoot you?
Yeah, I would think that they all had guns.
Yeah.
I don't screw around with those customs guys.
Right,
they all
right.
have guns. They all got the big...
yeah, we got a guy coming down the gang. Shoot him. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill.
They got the big arms, so we finally ended up getting out of there, and I said to my wife, now, let's see. Can you or can you not get me to work in less than 1 hour and 10 minutes?
You left the driving to her?
Yeah. I said, fly like the wind. Fly. And she was flying, and that's when, oh, I know we got to take a break, but this is one thing that just, before vacation, killed me. We're driving up to this place where we parked the car to get on the boat, and she said, you know, I'm almost on empty. Should I get gas now? Oh. And I said, because it was like a week and a half ago, I said, come on, let's get on the boat.
Yeah.
Let's start vacation. Who wants, we'll worry about that later. Come on.
Put your cares away.
Let's get on the boat.
It's about an empty tank.
So now, of course, we get out there beating ass to come back here. And as soon as we get on 95, she said, uh-oh, gas light just went on.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. So it was like, I'm pretending like I'm in NASCAR.
I'm sure that added to the stress.
I said to her, because they had one of those signs off 95 that says gas,
yes,
this way,
mm-hmm.
But it was a little gas station that was in a cul-de-sac of a...
And you're going to go under the highway.
Residential area.
Right.
So I'll give my wife credit. She's driving crazier than she's ever driven.
Good for her.
She's got the pedal to the metal. She's making left hand, right hand. We pull up to this gas station. I go, you stay in on gas. Go! I go back. Do the credit card, put the thing in. Now, you know, it's not like on NASCAR. In 14 seconds, those guys fill like 5 tanks of gas.
Yep.
I'm standing there for maybe a minute, 2 minutes, just going, oh, I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it. And I look up and I see, for whatever reason, there's a little clink, a chink, if you will, what do you call it, in the hose?
Yeah, a kink.
Yeah. A kink.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas, I've not been looking at the display. Mm-hmm. The gas is coming out approximately this fast. And I look up and it says, total sale, 28 cents. Yeah. Meanwhile, she's in the car checking out her glasses. She goes back and goes, how's it going? Going great! So I get the thing straightened out.
You're so stressed out, you're not even looking at the pump.
No, so we put $3 of gas in the car.
$3.
Well, that was all it took to get here.
That's too funny.
And she hauled ass and we made it here.
$3, I'm surprised that got you out of the parking lot.
A break, and then we'll be back. And lots of stuff I want to tell you about from my vacation, and I got the tape, and you?
Oh, lots to talk about, including my friends Gary and Garth. And their friend Fred.
Now, I may be...
And the hookers they were with.
I may be a bit out of it today, but it seems to me that might be the third or maybe fourth time that you've mentioned those fellows and prostitutes.
I have never made it to a sporting event in my life where I was more influenced by the individuals sitting in back of me. And, you know, it ended a lot more pleasant than it began, because it began literally in the first inning with a near fist fight.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding about that. I'm not kidding. When a guy stood up cheering for the Orioles getting out of the first half of the inning and knocked my hat off.
Oh, your Red Sox hat?
Yeah, my Red Sox hat. And then we turned around and it's a long story.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's a long, lovely story. But it ended up beautifully.
Garth, and it's who else?
It's Gary and Garth, the twins, and their friend Fred. And they didn't want me to tell them that they were with other women, with their wives there, you know. And,
okay.
Alleged prostitute.
Alleged.
That's much better.
They weren't with anybody. I got to fess up.
Might go the other way. They weren't alleged prostitutes. You're sure they were streetwalkers.
No, they weren't with
whores.
They were three guys that were, you know, the truth. Truth is, there weren't any women with these
be
guys.
Be honest, and you're right. They were there with three other guys.
They were there with their lovers.
Can you call them a transsexual, a woman? I mean,
it was just the three of them, Gary, Garth, and their friend Fred. But I will tell you, the all-time record, and I think I know something about drinking. I really do. I truly do. And I have never, you know, when I go to sporting events, though, I usually keep it in check. I don't dig loud people at sporting events. I go there, I want to watch the game. I've never experienced anything like it. And my friend John and my friend Mike Box, who was, these guys, you know, these are my buddies that are like immediately, you know, he said, my friend Mike says, by the third inning, somebody's getting hit.
Oh, wow.
It ended up all sweetness and light.
Oh, good. That's like me and Frieda. It had its bad ones, then it ended up okay.
I said, you know, we left in the seventh inning. I said, I'll see you guys. Nice chatting. You know, talk about you.
SOBs tomorrow.
We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Beatty, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
Don't, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I know fag, you dying. Got it?
The John and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Pray for death. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Pray for death. Vacation. I want to tell you so much about what happened all on this vacation. My wife was right. It is the best vacation we've had.
Good.
In I don't know how long. I think because boy wasn't there. Boy's off at college.
Right.
Oh, and he just had his 19th birthday last
week. Wow. Happy birthday, Bart.
So we couldn't be happier. And listen, kids, are they sneaky? Here's what we thought he was trying to do. Now, we were on a boat where if you want to pick up the phone and call somebody, it's $18 a minute.
Very, very expensive. Ship to shore.
So we're not going to do that. So we called when the boat stopped in Florida, when the cell phone worked, and we said happy birthday. His birthday's later this week.
You would think with satellite technology that would... maybe they're holding on to that old scam of making that expensive.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. So we call them up and say, you know, the birthday cake is coming, and we say, oh, wait, and incidentally... email us, because they've got email on the boat. And you could go down and you could, you know, swipe your card and you got like 50 cents a minute. So email us. Well, every day my wife is going down and she's emailing him and saying, what's happening? Happy birthday. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Finally, we were in some port where we could get phone service on his birthday. So I called him up and I said, hey, happy birthday. He said, happy birthday. I said, listen, really, email mom, would you please? He said, oh, I will. I promise. I got to go by. So that's it. Friday night, about 11 o'clock, my wife goes down to check the email. There's an email from Grandma, from my mother-in-law, that Bart has just called her, 11 o'clock on Friday night, this just past Friday night, say, hey, how you doing, Grandma? I know Mom and Dad are out of town. I was wondering, do they have anybody house-sitting? So I know what he's thinking risky business, right?
Yeah, but, sure.
Now, this is where I'm going to have to talk to my son. Obviously, I just got off the boat. I haven't had a chance to.
So I was wondering if the house is like, you know, Grandma, empty.
So here's what I'm thinking, though. He's used to having Rob and Carrie and the kids over. Right. And he knows he can't get away with, Rob can get away with stuff. He can't get away with stuff with Carrie.
No.
But
Rob's discipline for your son is normally, try this.
You don't know. You don't know the mountain of green bottles that I am positive are not. I'm not enough for our jolly green giant to have had. So I'm flipped out when Frida comes up and she says, oh, Bart called mom and asked her. And I said, oh, God, please no. Did your mom tell her that it's Joe house sitting? And she's, yeah. And I said, oh, that's like, you know, that might as well just have a sign out that says, party every night.
Speeding car speeding along.
But as it turns out, he ended up going to Myrtle Beach or something for the weekend. But here's how our vacation started. We had a couple of days where we just hung around and drove each other crazy. And finally, they were going to go on this cruise. This was a very long thought out. We wanted to have some quality time together, just she and I. Not, right. You know, we've been on cruises with her mother and with her mother's sister.
Sure.
With a kid. So we arrived. Now, we should have known that there was going to be a problem getting off the boat today, and I'll tell you why. This is why I'm a stupid man. Just like I said, don't fill up with gas on the way to get the boat.
Yeah.
When we arrived in Baltimore, I don't know, 10 days ago on a Friday, to get this boat, we couldn't get on the boat. We were stuck in the parking lot at the port of Baltimore for 3 hours because the people in customs had not let the people off that boat.
Oh, yeah. You should have known.
And this is why I'm so stupid, because didn't I even call you to scream at you about that, Rob?
Every time the phone would ring, I would see his name on caller ID. I'd answer my cell phone, and I'd just hear, Jesus. That'd be the first thing he said. 2 hours now. 2 hours. Whoop, they're making an announcement. Jesus. And it was just, it was a great running
commentary. So it took 3 hours to get the other people off the
boat.
Yeah,
so there was, wow. So I should have known this up front, but, you know, it was, I think it's the beginning of vacation, and
you're all, and even though you're getting uptight, you're a little giddy.
I'm giddy, and at that point, you know, we're having to wait a couple hours, but we can see this boat right there, and we think, whoa, hey.
What a nice boat it is.
What about those schmucks that are stuck on those boats? Hey, well, screw them, those dumb schmucks.
Gee, they're pretty stupid.
Yeah, not knowing that, you know, just 10 days later. So, we're waiting, and they waited for over 2 hours, and then you talked about Disneyland. Here's a tactic that they use, where there were maybe 300 people gathered waiting to get on this boat. We've been waiting, some of us, 3 hours, most people two. They brought one bus by, and if you were there early enough, you got to go get on this bus, and they lead you to believe you're going to get on the cruise ship. What they did was they drove around once around the block so that all the other people waiting could see you. And they took you behind this building, and they parked the bus.
Oh, no.
So now everybody on the bus is getting very rowdy, and they're saying, hey, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And the guy comes on the intercom and says, ladies and gentlemen, you will be the first passengers to board the boat as soon as it has been cleared. However, please do note that because you arrived early, you are sitting on an air-conditioned boat. Air-conditioned bus, and we hope you enjoy yourself. We hope
enjoy
to have
your air-conditioned bus. The temperature outside is 37 degrees.
Right, we hope to have you on the boat within the next 45 minutes. And at that point, people go, oh. But then you think about the other people that you can still see, because our bus is hidden.
Well, it's just like them. That song, the Titanic, you know? It's the class system, you know? The people in steerage are, you know, are all over in the other section.
No, it was just that we were lucky enough to get on the bus. We wait another hour. They drive us around the parking lot. The other portion
of the bus. People that are like the Titanic, they're going to be down, like, in the belly of the ship, dancing to folk music.
And then here's what happens. The other poor schmucks who are waiting, they see that we the bus that we got on,
and they're upset already because they're going to be sleeping in bunks.
Here's the thing. They see, one of them sees the bus, and it's like a
look at those people, they're on the bus, get it, boys.
It's a line where you see that one person talking to one person, one talking to one person. And it's not that we were all in it together. We were in the same line as them. But now they realize that they've been had. They could accept the fact that they thought we went and got on a bus and we're on the boat. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we get off that bus, that bus is coming back for them.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is somebody saw us back there. Mm-hmm. And you see all the people turn around. And so, you know what?
And then they see the rats scampering off the ship.
You know what the bus driver did?
What?
He drove us around in circles.
Oh, really?
We drove around in big
circles. So you
wouldn't
be stared at by the other people?
Right.
You know what I do in that situation? I give him a Queens wave. You know, give him a little Queens wave out the window.
So finally, the terminal's cleared out. They take us to the ship, and this is just wonderful. Everything is great. I know that we have different stuff that we can talk about now on the show as opposed to before, but I just want to tell you something. If I could say, Mike, just a cat couldn't scratch it. Okay, can I say that about myself? Can I say that that on this trip, marital relations were at an all-time high?
Well, congratulations.
I believe 9 days out of 10. 9 days out of 10.
Absolutely outstanding.
9 days out of 10.
Well, you know what it is? You're relaxed. Yep. You're on vacation. That's what it's all about.
And with some real excitement, because at one point, we're there. We're in our room, and there's the door. It's one of the house guys, right? The housekeeper guys. And we hear him say, and because nobody...
You two stop it in there.
We hear him say, hello, Miss Frida. Hello, Mr. Mike. And we hear him trying to put his key in there. Now, we've got the thing double bolted, right?
Right.
But also, we're in a very compromising position where it is highly likely that if one of us moves, that something's going to happen. And
okay.
It's going to be over.
Right.
Because I'm that way.
Right.
So I said, boy, you know what? If you go answer that.
So door, when he knocked on the door, did you just kind of freeze?
Yeah. And then he said, hello? N-O, and now we are screaming, both of us screaming, come back later!
Yes.
Come back later! Meanwhile, he's still, hello! And I look down, and look what's happened. Look what's happened. Something's happened.
Oh, okay.
Something bad has
happened. All right, I understand.
Not something good. Yeah. Something, it's like, right. I look down and go, oh,
yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, the moment is past.
Look at that. But then what's great is I go to the door, I put the towel on because I got nothing to be embarrassed about because I'm a 2-year-old.
Right.
Down there, I go to the door. I mean, now in the state.
I understand,
is,
yes.
I go to the door and I go, hey, we're trying to, get something done in here. And
is that what you said?
I like that.
Well, I don't know another way to put it. So his name is Wilhelm. He's
right.
I think Frieda has it.
Do you feel it necessary to even give that much information? I mean, when you come to the door in your towel, I think you might get the drift.
Well, here's the deal. We're
trying to get something done.
We were screaming. The both of them, later, right? Come back. It's like, God, don't you get that? You never walk in on people.
What if you were to look at him in the eye and just go, this is a bad time. Okay.
I don't think that
you wouldn't get it,
but it registered.
We're trying to get something accomplished here.
So then he went, oh, okay. Finally, he goes away. But later he comes back, and the guy still doesn't get it. Now we're dressed, and everything's cool. So he comes back, and he knocks on the door. He's got some hors d'oeuvres or something, and he comes in, and the guy says to us, oh, how are you guys doing? You know, I tried to deliver these before, but the door was double locked. And then Mr. Mike came to the door. So I have your hors d'oeuvres. It's like the guy never got it that there was...
You were obviously having your hors d'oeuvres.
There was beautiful love.
Maybe he knew and he was waiting to be invited in.
Now,
maybe that's the real celebrity in Celebrity Cruises.
What about somebody? What about somebody on this cruise who didn't have as great a time? And it's not the type of thing that they want you to hear about, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's not the fault of the cruise ship.
You've been on a lot of cruises. It's your preferred now mode of vacationing. It's what you like, and I know one time you got very... You and your wife both got very ill on a cruise ship.
Yeah, this time, because no trip to me is complete without a trip to the medical center, I fell because I'm a klutz and broke a glass. I was walking around, there's a shock, walking around with glass in my hand at 10 in the morning, and had a nice big shard of glass sticking out on the side of my finger.
Ooh. So you had to take a trip to the emergency room.
Yeah, but no stitches. They put liquid bandage, something like super glue on.
That was Bernie Coppell.
And Doc is great, but... There's always something exciting that happens on a boat with other people. And there are two things I'll tell you about. One of the things that happened was we were going to stop somewhere. I don't know, one of these dumb stops, Belize or Cozumel somewhere. And it's one of those things where they say the boat will be arriving at 6 a.m. So when you get up, you'll be there. Well, the next day, when I got up to go to this stop, all of the people who work on the ship came up to me and said, oh, did you hear it happened? Did you hear that we had pulled into dock 4 hours early last night for an emergency? No, what's the emergency? Heart attack.
Ooh.
Guy had a heart attack.
Ooh. Did he die?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh,
he was dead before the boat got there, before they got to shore.
You know, the only cruise I ever went on, the guy that I was talking to as we were pulling out of the harbor, bought the farm. Died of a heart attack.
Right.
Wow.
Now, do you think it's the rich food?
No, here's the thing. Although, look, I don't know, but I have to say something. Being a fat guy, there are people on those cruise ships really that make me feel like Andy Dick.
I mean,
you know what I mean? I can't think of anybody skinnier than Andy Dick.
Well, the land of the cruise ship is actually the land of the... I mean, isn't it 24-hour eating?
Yes, it is.
Can you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
That's one of the people who worked on the boat. One of these times, when there were just... There was a couple walking by, and I'm talking about 400... for him, and maybe 350, maybe 375 for her.
Wow.
They're both mighty big, and they're wondering how come it's 12:01 and the Hawaiian pizza's not being served.
Sure.
So I said something about somebody, and a guy said, oh, yeah, we had a woman who got stuck in her bathtub on the last cruise, and I said, what happened? He said, she filled it with water, and she was so big that when the water left, she was stuck to the side.
Created a vacuum.
Yes, and what they had to do is they had to come up with petroleum jelly and
wow.
butter, and they actually had to, you know, finesse the woman out.
Oh, my God.
Like around her love handles and everything.
I heard on one of those cruise ships, do your toilets, are you have
some vacuum.
Yeah, they're vacuum, right? Yeah. I heard that one time that a woman was in you know, in one of those rooms, mm-hmm. in the toilet area, and she was actually... you know, the vacuum yes.
held her to the seat.
Yeah, and caused some damage also.
So this guy's dead.
And there's a lot of that happened. Yeah. Some big people on those cruise ships.
The thing is, the guy had a heart attack, assuming it was natural causes. Whatever. When it's your time, it's your time. Wow. But it's for whatever reason. And I understand
Did you find out whether he was young, old, or...
Old.
Old.
Oh, everybody on the ship was old. I was the youngest guy on the ship.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, no, Rob, no.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Good guess, but it wasn't him. I was asking somebody later because I was becoming friends with a
Someone
lot
Someone is administering CPR to a man in a red, white, and blue Speedo.
Don't forget about the dyed mustache.
The dyed mustache.
So I said to somebody who works on the ship, why is it such a secret that a guy had a heart attack? He said, oh, bad publicity.
Yeah.
I said, but it's not like you guys killed him. He said, no, but, you know, nobody wants to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, here's something that I bet they don't want mentioned, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Because I would say, they're great cruise line, celebrity cruises.
Did they leave him at a port of call, or did they bring him back on the ship?
Or did they bury him at sea?
For all I knew, they tossed him over the edge. I'm not really sure.
When the guy bought the farm on the SS Norway, I'll never forget this, I think he expired on St. Martin, the island of St. Martin.
That's
and
a lovely place.
They gave his wife the option to fly back. And she chose to stay on the boat. She was kind of in shock, and she just wanted to. And apparently, he was down with the luggage.
Oh well,
the whole trip back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, my clothes smell funny.
That's why I was asking if maybe you if you knew whether he was still. You might have been cruising with a corpse.
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, in many cases, I was, Mike. But those were only in limited, isolated moments where we would actually butt heads. Here is a great, I know we got to break, I'll tell you this.
As soon as he felt chest pains, instead of an aspirin, they gave him an eclair.
No.
That's what you do on a cruise
That's
ship.
That's what they do.
So now, listen to this, because this is tragic and funny, and I got to see it firsthand.
Yes.
We were in Nassau. This was on Saturday. The boat, the last stop before we go back to Baltimore. And they do all this crazy stuff on the ship where you set your watch back on Friday night or set your watch forward on Friday night, and they send out a very confusing note saying to you, be back on the ship by 12:45 ship time.
Ah.
Now, as it turns out, there were three different times that were given by the clock in our room.
Okay.
So I had no idea what time was ship's time, what time was real time. Frida got off the boat to do some shopping, and we still had our watches on East Coast time. She said, what time do you think I should be back by? I said, we're going to leave at 1. As long as you're back by 12:45, you're cool. So as it turns out, she got back about 11:45. And she came up to the room, and she said, you won't believe this. All these people are running on the boat because they think the boat's about to leave. I said, oh, pshaw. Look at this.
Pshaw.
I pull out whatever the dumb, you know, ship's newspaper is. I said, look, leave at 12:45 time ship's time. I said, look, right. I showed it on my watch. Look, it's only 11:50. And then she said, look on the clock on the wall behind you. And I see, oh, my God, it's 12:50.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh
now,
my God.
The ship is leaving. We're pulling away. And as I'm sitting on the deck, I swear to Christ, I see two people running towards the boat.
Wow.
And because I want some kind of payback with Frida, I say, baby, come here. The other people are stupid like me. Look, here's people that didn't make the boat.
So they're, what do they do to those, for those people?
I have the answer to that.
Yes.
It was a daughter and a father. The daughter looked to be about 16. Guy was in his mid-40s.
Mommy on the boat?
Yeah, mommy on the boat, as I found out later. Sure. Mommy not happy, obviously, because they're standing at the edge of the pier, and the boat has not left yet. We can still see them.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing one of these with the arms going, hey! Yo! Hey! And a lot of people are watching them.
Like they're going to turn it around.
A lot of people are watching them, but are not doing anything.
Sure.
And I'm watching them as well, But then all of a sudden, and I promise this won't happen very often with me, I get a real pang of consciousness, and I think, well, if Frida had listened to me, that could be her off the boat, or it could
yeah, right.
be me.
Yeah, yeah,
so I go back to the guy that's like cleaning the bed, and I go, hey, dude, look at there's people right out there. I mean, they just missed the boat. Yeah. And he said, all we tell you, you got to be on the boat. If you're not on the boat, you got to make arrangements for the next stop.
Ooh.
So then what we watch is as these people are running frantically and screaming, somebody tells somebody that there are two people that are left on the dock.
Mm-hmm.
So they send a boat back. They send a little tiny boat. But the problem is, as the boat is going up and down the aisles almost of the piers where the cruise ships are,
right.
The people are running in the opposite direction.
Thank you, panicky rats.
I swear to God. I swear to God. And people on the boat are yelling to the people on the pier who can't hear us. Now we're all yelling, move left! Run left! Because they would go left and the little boat would go right.
Right.
So the boat goes through all of the docks, doesn't see them. The guy pulls out in front and gives the sign in the air, throws his hands in the air like, they are not here! And the boat goes, beep, beep! And we take off.
Oh.
And they're left there?
We take off, and they are left there. And they could not get out of wherever this was, Nassau. They didn't have the passports. They left the boat just the driver's licenses.
Oh.
So they had, I guess, wait for somebody to FedEx them their passports. Anyway, later that night, I was talking to a guy, and he said, hey, did you hear about the just like on this boat, people talking about
gossip.
About the guy with the heart attack? Did you hear about the guy? I said, hey, did you hear about the people that were left behind for that? I said, did I hear?
It's like the haunted cruise.
Yeah. He said, did I hear about it? Oh, I saw it. I watched it with binoculars. I said, and I did.
Right.
I said, it was great. I said, I was laughing. I was worried. I even went back and told the guy about it. He said, I can top that. The woman, the mother, is in the cabin next to me.
Oh, man.
She's out of her mind, frantic. Because now, here's the deal. Her husband and her teenage daughter are off on in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
The boat's left for Baltimore. Cell phones don't work. It's not like they can pick up a phone and just call him.
Yeah, right.
And it's not like he can just...
Oh, so this is your last stop?
Yeah, this is the last stop before we get to Baltimore. So this poor guy, we thought it was noon. As it turns out, it was really 1 o'clock. Anyway, these people in Nassau, I don't know what happened to them. I wish them Godspeed.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry that I laughed. At first,
what
you couldn't even...
I'm confused about the ship that they sent, the little small boat. They sent that back for them, and they just... It was too high up, and the boat was too low or something like that?
No. Here's... I'm not explaining this correctly. In this port in Nassau, there are parking spots mm-hmm. for 8 cruise ships.
All right.
So
along a long dock?
Yeah. All of them where they can all like a parking lot.
Right.
For 8 giant cars. And there's a big pier. There would be 9 big piers because there's one between each of
the
cruise ships are. Well, there was 8 cruise ships and it was very crowded. And as the guy would ride the boat around and look for them, for instance, between pier number 2 and pier number 3, they would be down at the other end between pier number 7 and pier number 8.
And they couldn't see the boat?
No, because the boat could go both in front and behind the cruise ships. So when they were on the front, where everybody was screaming to them, go back! Go back! Because the little boat was back there. People were yelling, go back! Go back! What they did was they went back to where they were before, not to the... back of the
so they
pier.
Almost got him.
Yeah, let me draw.
Wow.
Mike, maybe you can explain if I draw a picture. So here are the docks. See if you can explain this for people.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So in this area right around here, there's an area where the guy's riding the boat all the way in a circle around all these docks.
Right.
The people are here when the boat guy is here. When the boat guy gets to here where the people are,
they're running to the wrong
pier. They've gone all the way back here.
I understand now.
And now they're behind. Can you explain that drawing to people?
Yeah, They're little piers that jut out for each individual cruise ship, and the boat is circling the perimeter of that area, and every time he would get to a point where the people were, they'd double back.
Mm. Yes, right. Yeah,
that is so pathetic.
It's like a nightmare.
And listen, I know she's been on the phone a lot today, and we're going to hear a tape in a second, but you have to hear the truth. How great it was watching it with binoculars.
Because, I mean, you know, really, you got to be honest. The part of you that says, better them than me.
It was the funniest of funny. She's not there.
I wonder if that guy had to be back
so
at work today.
Yeah, this would be yesterday evening, right?
Saturday. Saturday before anyway. So, that was what happened. I mentioned about
nobody ever found out from the lady, the mother, that whether they made it or not. Well, they obviously probably didn't get back to the boat. They probably had to fly back to Baltimore.
Nope. Let's see. Oh, the drunk guy. I wrote down some notes about the drunk guy. Is this you, Sweeney?
Yeah, I'm going to get the new modem.
Oh, fantastic. What was I just going to ask you about? Hey, wasn't it fun watching that couple that missed the boat on the binoculars? Be honest. Wasn't it fun?
It was fun, but it was fun in that kind of, that could have been me way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun and just,
fun nonetheless.
We really dodged the bullet because you would have had me off the only reason I came back was, well, I'm embarrassed to say, after all talking about food, I was hungry. I wanted lunch. I didn't want to miss a meal like everybody else on board, and because otherwise I would have been happily la-la-la shopping myself.
You really kind of heard it on those things, right?
Yes, you are.
And I mean, you got to be where you're supposed to be.
If you don't make it, you're screwed.
You're out of
it. They left, they did leave like 20 minutes later than they were scheduled to leave because I guess they knew there would be stragglers. And normally they are right on the dot at leaving. So, I mean, they had already given you a little leeway as it was.
All right, darling, and now you've had time to reflect on it and drive like a maniac and get me to work and everything, how would you rate the vacation? Now, everything you had said yesterday was the best vacation ever. It's so relaxed. We enjoyed each other's company, blah, blah, blah. Then you said today you hated me and that it was the worst vacation. I'd ruined it.
No, I didn't say I hated you, and I didn't say it was the worst vacation. I said, don't ruin it by making this last day bad. And you did make the last day bad. But the other days... were wonderful.
There you go. All right, baby. I'm going to play your tape here in a second.
Oh, great.
All right.
You'll hear how wonderful. Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, just before, a couple of things. I wrote notes. People are so stupid. They really are. There are these people in the room next to us, and we can hear them out on the balcony. Okay. Right. One of the movies that they were showing on this boat, you could go to a theater and watch a movie, was The Matrix Reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's... the second part of The Matrix.
Yeah, you have the Keanu Reeves.
Now, I wrote down, here is exactly, and this is why it was great that Frieda was there, because I'm not embellishing these things at all. Here is what they said. Guy next door phones his buddy from Key West to find out if Dale Earnhardt really spun out on purpose. Then he says,
Junior.
He says, that's what the TV said, I couldn't believe it. Then he went to see The Matrix Reloaded.
Uh-huh.
Same guy. Quote, I'm pissed. I can't believe this. At the end, it said, to be continued. I thought it meant after the credits, part two would start. But no, it ended. What a ripoff. You have to go to another movie to find out how it ends?
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything by not seeing that movie, hon. I want you to know something. These are notes transcribed by my bride.
Right.
You know how I always come back and say, so-and-so said such-and-such?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Credit him. Here's another one. At our table, the dinner table, couple from Pittsburgh. Old guy, old lady,
mm-hmm.
Real nice. Celebrity he most resembles, old guy. Celebrity she most resembles, David Letterman's mother.
Okay. Dorothy Letterman.
Here's what she says, and I think she might be on the tape. We went to the flower arranging show. Did you know how these centerpieces were made? Did you know they'll last a week? We went to a dessert making class and made something delicious. I don't know what country it's from. I think it's from Japan. It's called Taramiyasu. I'm not kidding. Here's one where I had to tell her to stop. Wasn't that awful what happened at the Super Bowl? I wasn't surprised. Things have gone too far, and I'm hoping they remove that smut. It was at that point that I said, Marilyn, that's her name.
Is that when you asked her to come up for a walk on the deck?
Let's change the
role.
Rob, you're going to like this. Here's something the husband said.
Oh, good.
The husband, who incidentally was a brush salesman.
Hey, there you go. Fuller Brush man.
No. He worked for whoever is Fuller Brush's main...
better. That's sad.
Yeah.
So he did that for 13 states, 17 years. Quote, the other people at our table, there were six of us at our dinner table. There's a quote from him. I had my wife write it down. The other couple at our table are a little different. You know, they're Jewish. And hold on. He continues. That's fine, though.
Are you Christians?
If you are, the Lord will see you through your problems.
Wow.
And if you're not...
Now, I don't,
geez,
I don't even know how to get into the fact that there were Amish dudes on this boat.
Really?
I don't think the Amish would use the boat. I think they'd use the... They'd have to be under sail, wouldn't
they're
they?
They're not Amish. They're not... And they're not mercenaries. They're... It's
mercenaries?
It starts with a... The word starts with...
Mennonites.
Mennonites.
That's
yes.
what they are.
Well,
here's what they're... Mike, there were guys like from Pennsylvania Dutch country
uh-huh.
who had on Paul Bunyan outfits.
Were they Mennonites?
I don't know.
But you said they weren't mercenaries.
No, you
mercenaries are professional fighters.
I know they are. They're hitmen. Mercenaries
right.
are hitmen.
Yes, yes.
These guys.
You got your Amish. You got your Quakers. You got
here's
your.
I'll describe the outfit. You tell me what they are.
Okay.
First time they've ever been out of whatever their Pennsylvania community is.
Right.
They have on dungarees.
Yeah.
And I don't mean jeans. I mean dungarees.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have on. Big Paul Bunyan suspenders.
Right.
They have on...
They're lesbians.
They have on... No, this is the men.
Oh, all right.
They have on short-sleeve button-down shirts. The women have on blue dresses that go all the way down to the floor.
They're hot.
And their hair... the hair are with neck caps.
Yes.
I think they're probably Mennonites.
Did the men wear hats, like black hats with straight brims?
Sometimes they did, and...
Did any of them fly?
We talked to one of them.
How old were they?
Mid-30s.
Oh, okay, because they
so
do.
So they say.
And here, Amish do a thing like when they're like 18, they're allowed to go and experience
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of the community.
They were there with their kids, and Rob, here's what I wrote down. One of them told me he was having a one-time pass away from the farm
uh-huh.
to enjoy the endless buffet.
There you go.
That was his one reason.
Endless buffet of sin.
The endless buffet. Oh, I got two more things to tell you about, then I'm done, and I'll play you the tape, and then we'll hear about your friends and the prostitute at the game. My wife... constantly on vacation says to me, oh, let's go dancing. I want to go dancing. Well, I got news for you. I hate dancing. I danced at my wedding. Mm-hmm. That's about it. So one night she says to me, I'm going to go down. I'm going to go dancing without you. And I said, go ahead, because I don't think she can do it, right? So I'm getting cleaned up. I go downstairs. I go to this bar that she says she's going to be at. Sure enough, she danced with a guy.
Mm.
She danced with a guy. He's about 85 years old. Did you ever see that movie with Jack Lemmon where he was a guy that was hired to be a professional dancer on a boat?
Yeah, yeah, a horrible movie.
Well, as it turns out, horrible job.
Right.
This guy has the job. So
he's the escort for ladies.
I walk down there, and this guy's name is George. He's dancing with my wife.
Hello, yes, I would love to dance with you.
No, very American.
Hi, I'd like to dance with you.
And she was just pimping him for all the details. He gets paid nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He
gets a free cruise.
Yeah, he gets the free cruise, and he only has to dance four nights out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his deal.
And he just has to go and hang out.
And he makes, as he said, tips.
Yeah.
And friends.
Well, you think
was he a good-looking older guy?
Cesar Romero for 85.
No, not that good looking, Mike. Yeah, but the deal is, he doesn't have to. He gets a free cruise, tips, and all the hot tail he can get.
Yeah, wow.
I think my wife was about the hottest girl to dance with him in years.
So he gets a free cruise. That's not a bad deal.
And then finally, the one guy that I have to mention, his name is Nicholas, and he is the chief engineer of this boat, Galaxy of the Seas. And
I can't hold it against him.
You know, we got invited to dinner the first night on the boat because at that point I thought I was a pseudo-celebrity. Mm-hmm. They'd send me the thing, have dinner at the captain's table.
No.
So I get to the...
It's like right out of a movie.
Yeah, so I get to the captain's table.
Hello.
With Frida, and it's not the captain, it's the engineer.
Oh.
So right away, I say, because I'm a dumb guy,
mm-hmm.
I said, well, this is like having dinner with Geordi LaForge. I said, I expected to be having dinner with Captain Picard, or maybe even Commander Riker.
Yes. Did George the Dancer have the heart attack?
No, it was not. I don't think.
We don't know for sure.
It could have been. So this chief engineer, as it turns out, he's the second in command on the boat.
Oh.
They got a captain, and then they got this guy. This guy, Nicholas. Now, this guy took a real shining to me.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us I'm not supposed to mention this, we got a bridge tour. They're not supposed to do that now with the security and everything. Two things he said that my wife wrote down that I thought are great, and hopefully you'll hear him on this tape. First he said, and they all call me Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike Dillon. Hmm. He said, Mr. Mike, you remind me of Donald Trump. He said, I can tell by looking at you and your cigar.
And so I guess
that's a compliment.
Although I said, you know, maybe it's my bad hair. I'm not really sure.
No.
Here's the other thing that he said.
I would like to dance with you.
The chief engineer of this boat. Uh-huh. He says, this is great. He says, and Frieda wrote this down. Do you go to the midnight buffet? No. And I say, no, I'm not going to go. He says, good. People line up to take pictures of food. There's nothing wrong with that, I guess. Unless you've never seen an ice sculpture, I guess it can be exciting. It was really great to hear him goofing on the fact that, people will wait until midnight to go line up. And
Mr. Mike, you look like Donald Trump. Join me and George the Dancer in the jacuzzi later.
All right.
We will have fun, but don't stay in too long. It will give you a heart attack.
That is all the stuff that I have, and when we come back, I think we'll hear this. Now, Frieda, on Saturday, said to me, you know, besides, and she was really like Lucy Ricardo, really my helper on this trip. She said, no embellishment on this trip. If you see somebody that says something, get them to say it in front of me, and I'll write it down.
Okay.
So all these things that I'm saying about these people, like the part about Jews and being Christians.
Did you ask the guy to repeat himself about Jews?
Yeah, well, Frieda...
Tell her that.
Frieda drew him into it. We sat down, and Frieda said something like, oh, we know that you're a Baptist or Christian, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But did you know my husband used to be a Catholic and switched to Episcopalian? And the guy didn't like that, but then Frieda let him right into, and our other couple, and then he said, oh, you know they're Jewish. Oh, here's another great thing he said to them yesterday, to the Jews at our table.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and this stuff is too great. You can't make this up. So on a cruise ship, he says, so you people have Passover soon?
You people.
And no, that's a quote. It's a quote.
You really
no,
people God. Say that.
He said,
amazing.
People. Now, hold on. Now, the Jewish guy who's keeping it together, he says, it's a wonderful ceremony. The guy from Pittsburgh says, now, that's where you give presents every day, right? It's eight presents?
So the guy's just a complete
moron. He's a tool.
Moron.
He's a total tool.
Absolute idiot.
He's a total tool. So some of these people you're going to hear on this tape, including one lady. This lady, she's an outstanding cruise director. You know, that's
the Lauren Tweez?
Yeah, that's her job. She's an English broad. Mm-hmm. And what drove me nuts with her, besides the fact that she's English, is, toodaloo, this is her signature. You know, she's like the stallion with Bingo Baby.
Right.
Every time you see her anywhere, whether it's in one of the little commercials in the room, or if you're at a show and she's
there. So she's on the boat, but she's also on the TV system on the boat?
She sure is. Her name, Mike, is Susan Wood, and her sign-off is Toodaloo. He will tickle your funny bones. Toodaloo.
Her catchphrase.
So when Frieda got drunk, one of the things I said,
let's throw her into the propeller.
I said, you got to go get a tape of this Toodaloo lady, right? The lady cracks me up. So let's. I'll just give you a brief preview here of what. It's only about 5 minutes what my wife did.
Mike is on. Mike is plugged in.
She's not drunk here.
Okay.
All my plugs are good. This should work.
WCCP, same kind of hole.
Let's see, all right, I'm going to turn it back and...
So what? Far, so good.
Frieda?
No.
Oh, telling her she...
I don't care if there are people over there.
Oh, see, at this point in time, she's embarrassing me because she's sitting out on the deck and she's doing this very loudly and I see the people looking around the partition. And I say to her, hey, go in the room and do that if you want to be a DJ.
Right.
Shh. And she said, no, you can't stop me. Where is she? Hello, Frieda?
Are you moving right now? Are you cruising right now?
Yeah, the boat's moving.
He doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed.
Oh, okay. That's the beginning of her talking to people on the boat.
Very good.
But we come back. And one thing about dead guys on ship. Bob.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, you know, we took that Galaxy cruise 2 years ago, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, we saw them carting off a body, and I asked the room attendant, said, you know, what happened there? And they said they're taking them to the morgue. All the cruise ships have a miniature morgue.
Oh,
jeez. Scared kid.
Yeah, and the guy died earlier in the afternoon, but they didn't want to let anybody see it, so they waited until 4 a.m.
The ship's morgue, or as we call it, a dorm refrigerator.
Yes. All right, thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thanks for the tip. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, Dan.
inside the Dax. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here.
They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, what are we giving away today on the show? Not now, later, though, you animals.
We're giving away fun, Don.
A DVD prize pack with Signs, Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, all three Austin Powers movies, Witches of Eastwick, Mars Attacks, Batman, and Blockbuster gift cards for rentals, all courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls. Let's see, When Betty Calls, sneak preview April 14. Go to whenbettycalls.com.
Betty.
I have no idea.
Well, when's she calling?
I don't know. All I know is we're giving away a trip to Las Vegas, though.
Now, that's good.
Oh, hold on. Let me get that. Hello? Gotcha.
Is that Betty?
Yeah. She said she's not calling yet.
Okay, very good.
Just call them, let us know. She's not calling. That's a gift later this week, and that trip to Vegas is soon, right, Rob?
Yeah, I believe it might be soon. The end of the week.
Might be the end of the week, yeah. Maybe we'll find out when we get a producer. That's another thing that we're going to be working on. I got some of the prospective producers flying in this week to meet with us, Mike.
That's good. That's very good.
We'll see what happens.
That would indicate that I have to be there, right?
You just got to come by to say hi.
Okay.
Because the thing is, you know, you got...
I
got
to like them.
You got to like them.
I got to like them.
Well,
in the
you
eye.
Like them.
Yeah.
Although
no, I like everybody here.
Almost all,
yes.
Almost
yeah,
all the past ones.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I had a little problem with Frank.
Just Frank?
No,
never mind.
I stop. I think mind. No. It's, you know, really, do I? No, I don't. I don't have to even like him.
That's right.
I don't have to. I don't have to.
I change now.
Huh?
No, I'm kidding.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It really, no. I, you know what? I'd really love to. I'm going to stop talking now.
See, I'm writing down names and holding them up for like people who have had the position before.
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be fantastic.
So do I. So do I. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, vacation. Let me just give you this with my wife, and then I want to hear about Mike and the drunks at Oriole Park.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is. It's Saturday night. She's got a tape recorder. She's helped me take notes of all these dumb things these people have said.
Right.
And then she says, I'm going to go interview people.
Uh-huh.
And I said, do this without me. This will embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain to her that if you're going to go do this, you have to have goofy questions that make people look dumb. But I don't think she did. I've not heard the tape yet. If it sucks, we'll stop it. Here is my wonderful wife talking to people on our vacation.
Tape recorder while we were on the Bahamas. So that... He doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed. I have to record you before while he's not here. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, now, is she sober then?
No.
She doesn't sound with that.
With that. Yeah. Now, let me explain to you this guy. This is a guy from Turkey. And his name is Tunjay.
Tunjay!
Now, here's a guy that you would think, you know, with me... Tunjay, Turkey, I'm like a mile away from him because he's not an American. As it turns out, this guy was a great guy.
You're the everyman. And yeah, you don't discriminate. Right.
No, I do, Mike, but let me just say, I use discretion. And in this case, there was no need.
I try to help a guy out.
He's a discriminating
you know?
Discriminator.
I know you're trying to help me. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm not doing that again.
Anyway, he's a good guy. And now Frida's talking, because I've been down at the bar with him just about every night.
Tunjay.
And he's been
talking. He's a passenger?
No, he works on the boat.
Oh, okay.
He's a bartender.
Oh, cool.
So I've gone down and I've had a cigar with him, and he's told me about his problems with his girlfriend. And as it turns out, this guy was one of my best friends on the ship.
Tunjay!
So here he is now being interviewed by Frida.
Tape quarter while we were on the Bahamas, so that... he doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed. I have to record you before I... while he's not here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be great.
She's drunk.
Because he'll talk about you when he gets back home. He likes you, so he'll talk about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it would be better to have your voice, I figured.
No.
Come on, Frida.
Yeah, he's reluctant. Yeah, you'll never know.
Wait till she gets the hiccups. No, I can't even hear the guy.
I will, because he can't. He won't be able to imitate.
Do you think she's using the Larry Bud Melman mic technique?
I don't know. I tell you what. What she was just doing though was she was just taking a sip of a beverage that I could hear.
Now, did she have like a hand mic, or is it just the mic that's in the tape recorder?
She had. She went out and bought a big ass microphone.
We were on the Bahamas, so that's dub.
Oh, you recued it.
Yeah, let me fast forward this whole
thing. He doesn't know.
She's a little baked.
She's totally baked. Do it again?
Yeah, hold on.
She's totally baked. And I had asked her.
She's trying to talk to the bartender, but she's not getting him on tape.
She said, well, I didn't want to get him right up by the microphone. This is her hello.
Yeah, it was supposed to be edited. I haven't even. I'm warming him up.
Okay.
I've just got it rolling while I'm.
All right, well. Then,
I'm greasing the wheels here, and I only end up asking him like one question, but I haven't asked it to him yet. That's why.
Okay, all right. I'll let it roll. Thank you.
You were supposed to chop this up.
I told you I don't chop it up. I listen to it as it is.
All right, then you pay the price.
All right.
Sorry, bye.
All right, you wanted to be stuttering, John.
We don't edit Frida's thoughts.
Wow. You know, Stuttering John got hired by Jay Leno.
Right. Of course.
Frida and I were looking at that going, what's up with that?
What the hell is the deal
What's
with that?
What's happening with that? She wanted the job.
Yeah, I guess we're waiting.
I'll ask you a question. It'll be easy.
Here we go.
I'll ask you something I want to know anyway.
Oh.
What is it? I won't ask you till I hand you this.
You're not there now.
No, I'm definitely not there.
No, it'll be easy. All right. Yeah, all right. So it might be on the air, but... All right, let me give you this to you. Yeah. Tell me. I
would
tell people to call you
Tony,
but I called you
Tony. Now, where is she?
I don't know. I can't even hear
Tunde
now.
They call me Tony because it's short and easy to remember. And
say your name the way you would pronounce it.
It's Tunjai.
Tunjai.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Tunjai.
So what she's doing the Larry Bud thing.
Yeah, but she's asking the question with the microphone in his face.
Right.
Yes. She's having a little issue with going between her mouth and the...
She is. Yes.
But, you know, in American, in English language, it's G in my language, is your language is key in my language, is G. So, we pronounce different, you pronounce.
This is the guy I got along with.
The way it is. Oh, goodness, somebody's close.
I'll let you work.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll say it right now. Tunjai. Good.
So drunk.
Now, she planned this when she was sober, though, right?
But executed it while she was drunk?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try now.
Oh, Robbie, will you pause it again? If this is her calling again, this is ridiculous. Lucy?
He's on the other side of the bar. I had to hand him the entire microphone. That's stupid.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Lucy. Don't call this number again.
Okay. Here we go.
Frida?
I'm gonna try and get Wilfred on tape.
Oh, Wilfred,
the butler.
The guy came to our.
But he went back into the.
Chasing Wilfred. Butler.
But I have to wait till he comes out.
Should have seen her walking around the ship with this gigantic microphone.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm just hanging around out here, and then I have to go to the bar.
She's waiting out in the hallway with a microphone.
Wilfred.
Mm-hmm. She's waiting for this guy.
For a scrapbook. So I wanted to get you on tape.
Oh.
Now let me hear. I'll hold it. So you have to tell us if how we've been as people on the hall.
We'll put this on the radio.
Maybe.
Oh no.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not good in this.
Oh no, you'd be wonderful.
Well, I'm a Wilfred, and I was a butler for 1208.
Yeah.
Okay, and they've been very wonderful with
That's
me.
That's our room, 1208.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, my husband wanted to know if you saw his dirty underwear.
Never.
Good.
Hey, good.
No, well, you're lucky then.
She took
All
my
right,
question.
So that's good. Were you saying this was your first? You've been a butler before up
Listen
here.
Listen to her. Glug, glug.
This is actually, I'm a butler for 3 years, and this is my first time I'm working for the Sky Deck.
So you're new to this deck. And so we haven't given you a hard time. We've been nice to you, haven't we?
Exactly, and you all are lucky to have me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we've enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much.
I hope to see you all again sometime.
Oh, yeah, you will.
That's a dude who was knocking on the door.
We will. Oh, thank you, Wilfred.
Thank you. Have you all done this, sir?
This is Wilfred seeing you in a towel.
Are you doing it?
All right. This is tape for possible broadcast. Yeah. Right. Just a couple of folks from Baltimore just enjoying the cruise.
Sure are. Having a good time, hon.
Right. I know. So do you feel like a celebrity?
Yeah, that's the name of the ship. It's a celebrity ship.
So which celebrity would you be?
I always kind of thought of myself as a Garth Brooks kind of guy, you know, because I like country music.
Yeah, you have that look. Right. Yeah, you do. I noticed that about the minute I saw you.
Garth Brooks on
and
Mars.
Lovely wife, but you're too shy to speak.
Yeah, I'm really shy.
Well, as long as you can just say that you're shy on the mic.
I'm shy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So,
these people, I don't even know these people.
What happened while you were on board?
We saw the man and the lady that didn't make it back to the ship today. Oh. That was the most exciting thing that happened to us.
Did you see all the shows? Did you see the comedian?
The comedian, he was as funny as the guy on Raymond. I forget his name. We laughed.
Oh, stop this for a second. We loved everything on the ship, but this comedian was a guy from Star Search who could not have sucked more. Both Friedland and I were sitting there for this entire show, and we were drinking.
Was
so
it a comedian that was so bad he made you angry?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
Because, Mike, a lot of his shtick was based, like, in 1965. Here was a big one. How many of you guys can relate to this? When I'm getting ready to go on this cruise with my wife, she's got a bag on the bed with stuff for the cruise I'm not allowed to touch. She goes, hey, don't touch that toothpaste. That's for the cruise. Meanwhile, you know, all the dumb.
They're laughing with their jaws unhinged.
Straight unwashed. They're like,
sure was.
Dying to be entertained.
I mean, the cruise ship audience, that's why you get that entertainment, because they're dying to be entertained.
How does he stack up with Noodles Levinstein?
He's not as great. And furthermore, if I had had one more drink, I would have challenged him on his claim that he's been on Jay Leno.
Really?
He's so bad.
You just don't think there's a chance.
I can't even picture him being one of those guys that go like at the light. Yeah. I'm here for the last 5 minutes. I couldn't even picture that.
This sounds like these are your neighbors that you're talking.
That were enjoying the comedian just like that. Well, I appreciate you talking with me.
It's a great pleasure, and thanks a lot.
And can you say hi to Don and Mike?
Hi to Don and Mike. I listen to you guys on the radio all the time.
All right. Thank you.
There's a lot of people on that boat.
Did she have fun doing this?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people on the boat listen to the show because it sailed out of Baltimore.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
I got hiccups.
Oh.
Now, bummer.
Hold on.
All right.
Pause it. This is, if you know Frida, when she is drunk, she gets hiccups.
Okay.
And she gets hiccups.
So it's a real sign that she's definitely...
She gets hiccups that don't stop.
Wow. Okay.
And it's exactly like this. One cosmopolitan, two cosmopolitans, three cosmopolitans, hiccups.
Okay.
So here we go.
Yeah. I got hiccups. Oh, 14, exactly. Bobby. All right. No.
Catch that?
That's
good. Toodaloo, if we have...
Oh, now she's trying to go to the...
Oh, this is the second one.
Cruise director.
No, wait a minute. Keep going. Come on, we need 14.
Come on, 14.
Come on, 14.
She's in bingo.
No. 15.
She's playing bingo.
Come on.
Yeah,
nobody's got 15. No.
She is drunk.
Oh.
Listen to this.
She's really drunk.
No, he was lying.
He is the best part. He's the best part of the tape right here.
Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
Can we?
No, all right.
Can we go?
All right, I don't even remember what it was. Bummer. I wanted to get up and get toodaloo on Mike.
Oh, this cruise director, the British guy.
Is he talking at bingo?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh.
Her big sign off is toodaloo.
Dude, we almost had it. Thanks for helping. Yeah. Oh, bummer. Oh, hey!
We have 14!
We have 14 over here! No. All right. All right. All right, turning up the mic. We'll get her later.
So drunk.
It's almost over.
In that, is this the same time frame right here?
Yeah, same night.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
This is over like a four-hour period Saturday night.
So she gets progressively
ill. We are.
Yeah.
We're making an audio scrapbook.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I don't have time to stop now because I'm
cruise director.
Stage in less than 5 minutes.
Just say your famous toodaloo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Toodaloo.
Thank you.
That's great.
Bitch.
Tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
She didn't have time? Was she, does she fancy herself a big celeb?
Too busy.
I dropped my purse. Wait a minute.
Oh, dear.
Rita.
Yeah, you wanted to wait. All right.
This is like so bomb.
Really.
No. That's where it goes dead.
The end?
Is that it?
Goodbye!
Is that it?
Never caught
up. Hey, that was good. I like the real drunk Frida.
Yeah, bingo was great.
It was 4 hours.
Bingo was the best.
She went out for 4 hours, and that's all she got.
Yeah, it was, you know... It's
okay. That's my girl.
Wow.
That is my girl.
Can we hear it again? Can we play bingo?
Isn't the hiccuping the best?
Oh, and the one was just really pronounced. I mean, real.
We have 14.
You know, of all the things on that tape, I think if you get that hiccup, you can probably isolate that hiccup.
Yeah.
I think that would be. I think it's clear enough that you really hear it.
Yeah. You think you got it?
Oh, it's at 6:33.
Can you find it? Because we got a break. Then
bye.
Some guy. Oh, is it the Friends guy coming up next?
Yeah, Dr. Sparks.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to him for 5 minutes. Then you tell us about the drunk guys at Oriole Park.
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Hold on. Or we're just waiting for this cue. Five. See, if I had been in earlier today, if the ship would have let us off today,
I
would have had this tape, and we wouldn't be doing this now. You go.
I got a hiccup. Oh, 14, bummer. All right. No, but...
How good is that?
That's a good one.
How good is she, huh? Except when she told me she hated my guts. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Happy?
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to The Don and Mike Show.
They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And don't forget the best thing Bob Barker ever said.
Yep.
Bobby, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
We will cherish
that
forever, yes.
You get that?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Guys, step off! It's our show. Step off.
Yeah. Step off!
Step off!
Hey, Jesus!
I didn't realize you were doing a Jesus thing here. Yeah, his movie career is not so great, is it, huh?
Good, all right.
How do you feel about that, Jesus? Didn't he get beat by some, didn't Jesus get beat by, what was the dumb movie 2 weeks? I mean, I've been out of touch for 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks ago, there was some really dumb movie that beat
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo
right.
Beat
Scooby-Doo 2.
Scooby-Doo.
America was ready to laugh.
And also, talk about ironic, he got beat by Hellboy.
Yeah. Hellboy beat Jesus?
That's
scary.
And I think Walking Tall.
Very scary. And here's my prediction about Walking Tall. I don't know if I said this before we left on vacation.
Oh, with The Rock?
The Rock will be bigger than any of them. The Rock will be bigger than Schwarzenegger. He will be bigger than Stallone. I think he is the next major action venture star. I think he's going to be...
How much?
Huge.
How much?
I'd say, $1 million.
Write it down, Rob. I'll take Mike on that, and I'll give you 2 years.
I just think he's going to be good.
You want 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. I mean, but 2 years that it'll take, or that he'll get...
From now, do you think in 2 years?
I think he will... You know when everybody was talking about Vin Diesel
right.
being the next big thing?
Didn't
he
happen.
Missed the boat. Yeah. I think The Rock is going to catch
that
boat.
But see, The Rock's had a couple of... The Rock had The Scorpion King, which wasn't so great. Then he had that movie that was supposed to be like the one with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro, where they were
right
locked together with handcuffs.
This is a Walking Tall. It will not be his breakout film, but I think he's going to make more movies and better movies. And it's going to be. I really think he's going to arrive.
Oh,
I really
God.
Do.
Jesus is getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, okay, Hellboy beat Jesus.
Hellboy.
Walking Tall beat Jesus.
We call
right?
a lot of people around the station Hellboy.
Scooby-Doo beat Jesus.
What is Hellboy? I'm not even aware of the Hellboy.
Oh, Mike, it's a wonderful story about a boy growing up
in hell.
Oh,
I guess a comic
in
book.
Hell!
Comic book superhero.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Also, yeah. Home on the Range and The Princess and Me. That's it.
Wow.
Well, Jesus did beat Tom Hanks, though.
And oh, really? And then Tom Hanks was pretty funny in that little ditty.
The lady killers. Listen, you know, having been...
As a matter of fact, that look that he has in that movie is a look that I'm going to cultivate.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'm growing my mustache out a little bit, and good. I'm going to wear it when the warm weather gets here. I'll be wearing those suits.
You're going to wear one of those Dr. Five suits?
Yeah.
Whatever the,
yeah.
Get a little bow hat.
You know what? I will find an outfit like that, and I'll wear it to work.
Excellent.
Please do.
I will find that white set, that cream suit, and, you know, the little bow tie.
You know, we've been out for a couple of weeks, and I was not able to watch my wonderful TV.
Right.
Thank God I get back tonight, watch Sopranos.
Oh,
caught up. At 24.
Man. Yeah, I don't want to tip it because I won't spoil it for you, but The Sopranos.
From last night?
Wow.
Just tell me this. Who got kicked off American Idol? That's what I've been dying to know. Any of you faggots know? Any of you guys besides me gay enough to watch that? Rob, who got kicked off?
You'll be shocked.
Who?
The girl with the pink hair.
I thought she was going all the way to the finals.
See, me too.
There was a guy down when I was in Florida. There was a guy in a restaurant down there that was at the host stand, and he was a dead ringer for that retarded kid that you like on American Idol.
JPL?
John Peter Lewis.
Wow. Yeah.
And I knew, I said, and I walked in, and I'd had a toddy or two, and so immediately I walked in, I said,
were you hiccuping?
I wasn't hiccuping.
No, said, but if they ask...
you look just like John Peter Lewis. And he said hundreds of people have told him that.
Wow.
Because he looks like the guy.
I guess it was the Ashford and Simpson tribute.
Oh, Solid as a Rock?
Yeah, but they were doing all Motown covers.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, anyway.
Valerie Simpson looks well.
Pink is out. All right, Pink's out. Okay, I'll deal with that. Survivor, who got kicked off? Survivor, anybody know?
Don't know. Don't watch Survivor.
Faggots watch that?
I did. I watched it.
Who got kicked off, Mike?
Oh, man.
Jerry.
Okay. Yeah, Jerry
really? Jerry did?
Yeah,
now,
Jerry got kicked off.
Are you saying that as a goof, or do you really know that?
No, I really watched it. I watched it for the first time all season. Okay. Hey, we're back, though, okay?
Yes.
We're back
Thank
to the regular schedule
okay,
now.
Okay, gotcha.
I was on vacation. That's when I watched television.
Listen, all of this TV stuff is great, and I missed my shows.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I really could care less about, but it is making headlines. The Friends, now, as you know, are going away.
Mm-hmm.
Friends are going away, and we've got a guy, a psychiatrist, a Purdue University professor.
Hmm. Professor.
Who wants to talk about the emotional effects of fans feeling so bad because their friends are moving away.
Wow.
Okay, this is a guy who's writing about a TV show. Now, is he expecting our call, Robbie?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Those people do need help.
I want to ask him about the type of people that would really feel like they're their real friends.
Yeah.
Related to the people's IQ.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
There are no friends of mine.
All right, so here's our crazy interview music. As soon as he picks up, we'll say hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Sparks.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine.
Welcome to the show. Tell me, why will people be upset that all of these dopey friends are leaving TV?
Well, you know, it's really not so difficult to understand. I've been studying the effects of media on emotional reactions for many years now, and just as media can scare people, you know, people have movies and TV shows that they can remember that frightens them. These shows can cause a wide range of emotions, and
you know what frightens me?
Can I say what's that?
According to Jim,
yeah, you get emotional about that, don't you?
I do. I get the night sweats.
Well, you know, these aren't intense emotional reactions.
Same with the George Lopez show.
Does that make you emotional?
Oh, that, well...
What emotion do you feel when you watch the George Lopez show?
Nausea.
I get that. Is that an emotion or is that a physical reaction?
Both, yes.
Yes, caused by emotion.
Yeah, caused by emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is physical.
You feel sick in the head.
Anyway. That's right. One of the ingredients of emotional response is a physical reaction. Hollywood tries to bring people into these programs, and we get attached to these characters, and so it's no surprise that we feel sad when we
Hold on. Don't you think most people in America, even the people who really like the show and go to the internet sites and buy all the junk, don't you think that they know it's just a TV show?
Sure, they know it's just a TV show, but, you know, again, it's the same kind of thing that when we're scared of the movie. You know, we know it's just a movie, but if you ask people, were they really frightened? Did they really get scared? They do.
Steve Harvey makes those fears linger afterwards. Steve Harvey makes me woozy.
Yeah, people do.
He scares me. He threatens me. But only because he's black.
Reactions as a result of this kind of thing.
Do you think
all the people on UBN threaten me?
Do you think that the reaction, the strength of the reaction, is directly related to the IQ?
Well, one thing it's related to is the reality that people ascribe to these characters, so that, you know, we're more likely to attach to people
Doc,
who are real.
Doc, who's your favorite friend?
I don't watch this program regularly.
Good for you.
But, that's funny.
But you certainly must be familiar with it enough to be having these discussions. So who would your favorite be, even though you don't watch it a lot?
Yeah, if you had to pick one.
Oh my goodness! You know, I guess the Monica and Chandler wedding, you know, that sort of was a big event that
seemed to know a little bit more than you were letting on there, Doc.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you don't want to like go trumpeting that around Purdue University all the time.
What's the monkey's name?
I don't know.
I know that one, and I don't even watch Friends anymore.
David
and I know
Schwimmer.
I really don't know the series that well. I really don't.
Next to Friends, what would be another show that people would really emotionally react to when it's gone?
Well, you know,
Judging Amy.
Historically, of course, MASH was really a big one. A lot of people attached.
How about moving into this century, pal?
Yeah. Currently, I think West Wing has a lot of very loyal devotees. People have really, you know, there are shirts out there, you know.
What about King of Queens? What about King of Queens?
Yeah, that show I think would qualify as well as Sex and the City. You know, when Sex and the City went out, that created some buzz.
Now you say
people were attached to those characters.
Doc, you say you're a communications professor. I've got a degree in broadcast journalism, and I want to ask you a question.
Show off.
This was always the kind of class I knew I would like. Do you take your chairs and put them into a circle when you have your students in there?
No, normally I don't.
Oh, okay. All right, he's one of those guys.
Doctor, what are your thoughts about it's now canceled, although I still live for the show on HBO, Arliss.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. Neither is the rest of the country.
You're lost.
Two words, Robert Wool. Mm-hmm. And what about this? Now, it's only because I have HBO. My son is 19, he's grown, he's out of the house, yet I find I need a daily fix of Babar the Elephant.
No,
I'm not saying that one either. I don't have HBO.
Myself. Oh, you got to watch more. You don't have HBO in your communications,
no,
professor.
No, I don't.
You teach a class in television.
I there are so many channels there to keep up with right now that I
do you think? Do you think I'm queer because I watch The View?
No.
Do you think I'm weird because I visually undress the women?
All of them.
I don't think that's weird.
Barbara Walters first.
Dr. Sparks, are we getting dumber as a nation?
Well, let's just put it this way. I don't think that the mainstream media content today is doing very much to elevate our...
So it's our fault. I want to say that Real Sex 30 was top-notch. You don't get real sex?
No.
That's on HBO, Mike.
Yeah, HBO.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You get like 4, 5, 7, and 9?
Well, you have to watch The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. The Sopranos is one of the best shows on television.
Right.
But you don't watch that?
I don't watch that, no.
Oh, you're lost again.
Mm, do you watch any of the Law & Order SUVs?
I have seen Law & Order, and, yeah, that's...
The one in Las Vegas, CIS, do you watch that? You
yes, know? Yes, I've seen that many times, yep.
Have you ever been hit on by any hot young Boilermaker?
No.
You see, Mike, he's not too savvy. I said CIS, meaning CSI.
I understand.
And I also screwed up the other one. He didn't catch that either.
Do you, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Me too.
I'm out.
So, you know, it just seems to me that as a guy who's booking himself on...
Do you have tenure?
I do.
Okay. For a guy good who's booking himself on shows as being an expert saying that people are going to be upset about Friends, you should know a little bit about Friends. You should be a fan of TV so you can speak of it from a first-hand perspective.
Well, you know, I don't need to know a great deal about the specific program to talk about the general processes that we know take place on these programs.
Didn't you hate it when Klinger dressed like a real soldier?
What's that?
Didn't you hate it when Klinger stopped wearing dresses?
No, I didn't hate it. I didn't have a real reaction to that.
See, I think that the end of MASH went out with a whimper because they just went on too long. But Showtime's softcore programming is wonderful. Have you seen Beverly Hills Bordello?
No.
All right.
Shoe Diaries is outstanding?
Top notch.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware, sir, that Karsman has retired?
Yes.
You are aware of that?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Being a professor is a job that doesn't allow a lot of television viewing time.
A serious.
But I keep up enough to know what kinds of emotional reactions people are having out
I'll
there.
Tell you an emotional reaction I had to a great American who's no longer on television. Perhaps you've heard the name Al Bundy. Your thoughts on Al Bundy?
Al Bundy. Well. I think people attached to him as well. That was it was a sitcom.
And you are aware that Jack Parr, regretfully, has left us?
I am indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kid you not. He's dead.
Yes, and he invented that. I kid you not. That was his, and I kid you not about that. Do you have any hot young teaching assistants?
I guess that's in the eye of the beholder.
That's a definitive yes by a professor.
As someone who is somewhat related to the field of television, you're lecturing about Friends. Don't you want to vomit when you go into Best Buy and see that they have box sets of Mad About You available?
Yeah, I don't really think that. That's not really contributing to the culture in my.
There you go. Amen, Doc.
There you go. Now, there you go.
I'm going to applaud
well
that.
Said. We don't need Mad About You in a box set, and we don't need King of Queens in a box set either.
Do you enjoy Night Calls and other X-rated interactive programming?
No, I guess I'm out of it there too.
All right. Okay. That would be the Playboy Channel, I believe.
Are you a fan of Smallville?
I've seen Smallville.
All right, here you go. You know this.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
We can cut through it all right now, and we can see what the doc's all about. Your favorite all-time game show, Dr. Spark.
Good question. Oh, game show, Jeopardy.
No, besides Jeopardy, because Jeopardy's for smart people.
Yeah, and Jeopardy's the one that everybody says yes. Besides,
what's your favorite game show for dumb people like us?
Oh man,
there's only one.
Come on.
Oh, gee.
Wheel? No.
Yeah, the Wheel of Fortune.
No.
How about that?
No.
What do you think about
it? Is she right?
Oh.
See, I would think that the great dumb show, though, is Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, well, I think the great dumb show. Dumber than Price is Right.
But, do you watch either Wheel of Fortune?
Let me ask you a question. Which show, in your opinion, dumber, Dr. Sparks? Let's Make a Deal or Press Your Luck?
Oh, my. You're pressing me. I don't know what to say there.
Have you enjoyed the interview, Doctor?
Oh, sure.
which of the three female... Well, I don't know your sexuality, so let me just say, any cast member, would you enjoy being involved with the Friends?
Very good.
If you had your choice of any six, which would you most be attracted to?
Well...
And don't... Listen, let me just say this by... telling you, don't feel bad. My answer is Matt LeBlanc, always. You know, how you do it.
Right.
But that's just me. I'm an open-minded guy.
And I'm a Chandler champion.
Well, I'm attracted to females, and so I don't know if I want to pick one
the
other.
Please do, Doc.
if you had to be with one, who would it be?
No, I can't. I don't know.
Oh, Doc, you're disappointing us. Can't you just give us one? we'll let you go if you just answer that question.
Is it
Phoebe, Rachel, or Monica?
I you know what? I really haven't watched the show enough.
Then how can you be doing a class?
You have to know
you're
what
you're
teaching.
Clown. Can you answer me this? Who wins a fist fight? Judge Brown or Judge Judy?
Good question.
Oh, Judge Judy, I guess.
Finally, a
good
correct answer.
Good
answer.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
See you, loser.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sparks.
Thank you, Professor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. Bye-bye.
What do you mean he doesn't watch the show?
I don't get that.
No, welcome to Life, Life in Academia.
I don't watch the show.
That was, of course, Professor Sparks, as they call him around the campus. Easy A.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The number one radio show in Haiti. The Don and Mike Show.
See, I told you.
Hi,
Julia. Final four tonight. And, Julia seems didn't make it, right?
Oh, dear.
Duke got beat. She had Wake Forest against Duke in the finals.
It's UConn against Georgia Tech, right?
Correctamundo.
Yeah, she's only three.
And UConn will kick some major ass. My humble prediction.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be a very rare thing where you're going to have both the men and the women are both going to be UConn, I think.
I would disagree. I'd go with that Pat Summitt. That Dyke is one fantastic. I know she's married. Yes. I know she's married, but she has the look.
I know.
She just has that butch look.
You don't think UConn's going to win the NCAA women's tournament?
I don't bet against that dynamic woman.
I think it's going to be dueling huskies.
from Tennessee.
She's a husky.
How gay would that be if we started betting on women's basketball?
I know. Well, you know, it's this time of year. I mean, that's the only time you read about it.
All right. Enough of that. Listen, I told you today all about the stuff that happened on the boat, and we've got the tape of Frida.
No.
Hiccuping when she's drunk. Mike had the equal same amount of time off.
I did. I spent a good time down in the on the southwest coast of Florida, where I believe they're getting new license plates made, which
say
Southwest Florida. Get ready to get in the casket. No, I mean, I don't want to say, it's just a little elderly, and it's gotten, since I've been going down there, I go down to the same place every year, and progressively, I've noticed that, A, there are more people than there have ever been down there, and B, they're getting older, and I suppose I am too, but I am a spring chicken compared to these, the Coffin's Gateway, Rob. Yes, the Coffin's Gateway is what it should be called. The only thing that happened down there, I got very frustrated because, you know, I like to play a lot of golf, and I was planning on playing a lot of golf, and the place that I play down there is so completely inundated and controlled and dominated
by old guys,
by the seniors. No, by old women.
Poor you.
They've taken over down there, and you have the ladies 9 holders, then the ladies 18 holders, then you have the couples tournament, then you have the men's senior tournament, then you and you have this every single day. So I got up at when it was dark every morning so that I was allowed, because I know
you before dawn. You got up.
I got up before dawn to sneak over to the golf course, and they were nice enough, the guys that run the place, to let me run out in an hour and 10 minutes and play 9 holes of golf. That's how I was. When I did play with the older people, it was, I'm trying to be nice here. No, I'm not.
You are. But it's so frustrating, and you can't think about this.
You can't say what you would normally say with your younger playing partners. You can't behave the same way, and you certainly can't behave the way I behave on the golf course, which probably isn't the nicest way to behave anyway.
Even on the ship that we were on, there's a lot of older people, because most people...
Well, you know how you have to modify your behavior.
So what I would find myself saying under my breath all the time as we were trying to walk through the halls of the ship, I said, God, old people. All people move. And then finally, when they say, come on and die. I'd feel better.
I'd say that also.
I'd feel better if you just died right now. At least I know there was a reason you're moving 1 mile an hour.
I had my buddy Randall come down for a couple of days, and we did do that a couple of times. At one point, when Randall got upset because he missed a shot, and I was kind of beating him in this little match we had, and we're very competitive with each other, he turns around, and this very old lady had come up in a golf cart and stopped, right, like, and kind of screeched the brakes right in his backswing, and he hit his shot into the water. And he turned around, and he looked at her, and he said, may I help you? And it was just like, hey, chill out. She's, you know, she's 90. I let her go. But they're just very old. Traffic moves slowly. Mm-hmm. Everything moves slowly. And the very last day, I did play in one of these events where people move. I didn't think human beings could move that slowly and not be able to move at all.
That
it was incredible.
Robbie, you knew this, I'm sure.
What?
Pat Summerall had a liver transplant.
Not yet.
Did he really? Talking about old people. Was it supposed to be
today? He's in a hospital. He was awaiting a liver the last week.
You know what's incredible about that? I saw him on my vacation.
Really?
I don't remember.
He was in the group in front of me.
I'm moving very slowly.
It was absolutely incredible.
Sorry, you know me, and the trick about it is just you mentioned old people. I thought,
sure. Pat Summerall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I know.
Don, I think I saw 50 Pat Summeralls down there.
A lot of them female, right?
The last day I played with an older, very old gentleman. The guy was probably, I would guess, maybe 75, 75-ish. And it was...
And you wonder why you're not getting laid.
I was wondering out there. Yeah. Well, I don't go over there looking for those chicks at the golf club.
Hey, but you could be like Deuce Bigelow.
Maybe you should.
They'll jiggle.
And the one guy at the very end said to me when I was complaining because this guy missed a putt and then he was walking off the green very slowly. And I'm like, jeez, can you move any slower? And the guy just looked at me and said, you know... You're a very angry young man. That's what he said to me. But it was...
How's it going, Pops?
It was my my usual thing, and after that, flew back in and was very excited about acquiring tickets at a great expense to go to the home opener for the Baltimore Orioles.
Last night, right?
Yeah, I went with my buddies John and Mike, and I was, you know, I really... There are ways of acquiring tickets. I don't know if everybody knows this, but anybody that goes to a lot of sporting events, you know, you can try connections, you can try waiting in line, or you can go to one of these ticket services, and they're all over the internet.
Is that what you did?
And I finally did it. It's the last ditch attempt when you want great tickets. And I don't know if I'd had too much to drink or I wasn't thinking clearly, but... I mean, I dropped a ton.
Too much to drink?
No.
I dropped a ton on these tickets. I really, more than I ever should.
Will you write it down?
Yeah. I don't think I will because I'm too embarrassed
to
tell you.
Come on.
I am too big.
For a pair of tickets?
But you promise you won't tell?
I swear on Bart's life, I wouldn't tell.
All right.
Just write it down. Because I get a good laugh.
Because, you know.
This was for a pair of tickets for opening day.
Something like that can get pricey.
And listen, Mike, you're a bigger baseball fan than me.
Right.
Isn't an opening day really supposed to be in Cincinnati today? Isn't that really when opening day is?
Officially. Well, you know, every city has a different one.
Yeah, but
you know what they're doing? They had opening day in Japan, for God's sake.
Right.
You know?
It's all crazy now.
Hey, what's up with that?
That's it, right there.
Oh, come on. You did.
Wow.
You did not. You're a visionary, but come on.
I am a visionary.
Come on. Opening day in Japan.
What up, my yellow brothers? Jinx in the house.
You paid that much each ticket?
Her.
You know what? I was
most I've ever paid for any ticket anywhere, any.
You should say that.
No. I don't want to say that.
And it's not that much.
I mean, you know, but
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And you know, they were phenomenal seats. It was great.
Well, there you go.
You would think, though. You would think that these are the best tickets I've ever had for any sporting event. You know, I think I've gone to games that weren't, you know, didn't have the significance of an opening day.
Right.
And probably had better seats occasionally. But these were, you know, for the event, it was just amazing. And, you know, it was the kind of thing, if you're a baseball fan and you walk into the ballpark and you know you got these seats and you walk down there, and I'm not like a season ticket holder or anything like this. I walk down to these seats and I'm getting more excited as we walk closer now. It's like, wow, these are great. These are really incredible. Yes, Rob, it was more than face value. Yes, it was. And we get down there and it's just
about 10 times more than
we get down there and we're just delighted, and we get settled in, and it's so cold, and we're got gloves on. It's a baseball game, but you're enjoying it. Everybody's kind of caught up in that. You look around; it really looks like a football game in December. It doesn't look like an opening day,
yeah, right?
It certainly doesn't look like April 4th. And we get settled in, and all of a sudden, they arrive.
And they now this I know it's Garth and
the twin brothers,
Gary.
Garth, Gary. And their friend Fred.
Okay, now let's hear about these.
Their friend Fred. They come in and immediately the Orioles have a new player called Miguel Tejada. He's the new superstar shortstop that they just got in the offseason.
Say, where's he from?
I have no idea. I think he's from Norway.
I thought he was from Kansas.
So Miguel Tejada is running off the field, and this is how it starts. Miguel. I am not, and please, you know, if you have to adjust your radios for this, I'm going to do an example.
Go ahead and yell.
That you are me and you are sitting, this is happening directly in back of you. Miguel! Miguel!
Michelle! Michelle! Can I point out, and I'm on your side,
yeah,
but you are at a stadium on opening night,
mm-hmm,
with like 46,000 drunk people, all of them screaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's just directly behind you.
This this is screaming that, they're screaming, and there's you know, as I said to my buddy John, who was getting a little bit irritated, I said, you know, hey, you know, they're rooting, there wasn't any language used,
right,
and which was, you know, because at one point, the three of us were waiting for language, to, because, you know, with language, you know, they'll probably get you out of there pretty quick.
Right.
But it's going, Miguel! And then they notice me. They go, hey! How did Boston get so close?
Oh, it's because you're wearing your Red Sox.
How did Boston? And we turned around, and we had a nice exchange. We actually, and we turned around, and I said, hey, you got a good team this year? Yeah. Oh, not as good as your team. It's going to be, And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, fine. And fine lasts for about 2.5 minutes, because it's absolutely nonstop. And the first inning ends, and you know when you've got somebody standing back at you at a sporting event, and they're bumping into you? And you can, because they're leaning forward.
Yeah.
So this guy leans forward, and I think the Orioles got out of the first inning, and he leans in, and he knocked my head off. And he goes, and I turn around and go, hey, come on, realize. Wow, listen. And then his brother, I don't know whether it's Garth or Gary or which one of them. Gary, this is the first inning. And Gary, I hope I got him right. Let me see. I'm going to say, I hope I don't screw this up. I'm going to say one of the brothers said to me, he said, hey, I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean to do it. I said, hey, no problem at all. The other brother goes, hey, that's BS, man. F you.
Oh, God.
F you. That's BS. Now, and meanwhile, I'm saying to my two friends who are ready right now, I said, no, I can't really, you know, do this. It's been kind of a difficult 6 months to start with. I don't think this would be the kind of thing I want to see happen. I don't think I'd want to read about this.
Jock arrested at opening day.
Yes.
Beating man's head to bloody pulp.
So the one guy's like really cool about it, and the other guy's going, BS! BS! That's BS! And then, of course, after that, it's the chant of, Pedro! Pedro!
Oh, he did it.
Pedro!
He did get his ass kicked pretty bad.
And the whole stadium was doing the Pedro thing, but I mean, it wasn't nearly like it was sitting in front. And so it goes on and on, and we're getting, I guess we're getting through the mid innings, and I'll give one of the guys credit here. The screaming never stopped. It was I have been to so many sporting events. I have never seen anything like this. It was so loud and so, but I think really, because we were, there were three guys in back of us, directly in back of us, and we were right in front of them, and it just, it wasn't carrying around the area. It was really concentrated.
Right on you.
Right on our ears. And at one point, I leave, and the guy's like, hey, man, I'm sorry about your hat. I say, everything's pretty cool. It starts to get a little bit mellower.
Right.
And, you know, until then the Pedro, then it would start up again, and we're just sitting there, oh, my God. And I finally, I say, I find out who these guys are. And I said, so what are your names, guys? He said,
I'm John, and this is Gary.
I said, where are you from?
Sterling.
Oh, you ever listen to Don and Mike's show? He said, yeah. He said, I'm going to talk about you guys tomorrow. He's like,
no, you're not him.
Yeah.
You're not. Oh, my God. Don't tell our wives.
Well done.
Yeah, and that's why earlier I was making the hooker jokes before.
They were looped when they got there?
That was the whole reason. You know, because really when they were there, I don't think they were drinking nearly as much as they had. I don't know where they came from before. I think maybe some sort of brewery tour.
Were you thinking like 12 beer drunk? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like seriously
because
that far?
Holy.
Because, you know, Rob, I like to enjoy a nice beverage.
So do
game.
I.
And I probably have. I probably during the course of the game had two or three myself. And I mean, but I'm serious, you know, only because I had a hell of a Friday night. All right. I wasn't really in the mood. So I was in my kind of, you know, 2 day hangover mode where I'm not going to drink that much. But it was a good time was had by all.
Mike, if I was you, I'd stick with the thing that they had whores with them.
Yeah, I like that.
Come on.
Well, the truth of the matter is they did.
Hey, yeah, boy.
I'd like to say hi to Gary, Garth, and Fred for making it, you know, what turned out to be a very fun evening at the ballpark, because once, you know, once we got laughing about it, we started laughing. And once they heard I was going to talk about it, then it was just like, oh, my God, we're so busted.
Houston.
So it turned out to be, we turned a frown into a smile. But in the first inning, it was very close to a fist fight.
Wow. See, that's what I had heard from Mike. This morning, I was calling Mike telling him my problem's getting off this boat. And I said, how was the game last night? And my cell phone was breaking up. And all I heard was, fight.
Right.
And I thought that, Tiger had come out.
You know what? As much as I like to go out and have a good time, at one of my all-time supreme pet peeves at a ball game is if there are little kids around and somebody's using foul language. Right. I just want to drop them.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, well, that's why when we go to a game with my kids and Don's like, throw the effing ball.
All right, clear the line. Take some phone calls right now at 877-365-3636. For God's sakes, we've been gone 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're ready. We're ready for some communication. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 877-800-636-1067. Call now, dial recklessly, get on the line to get on the air.
Don cusses like the show Deadwood.
Wow. Only because I love Mike. Only because I love. Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Frederick Merrill wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake, and get f***ing goddamn little fleas on the f***ing bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the f***ing ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this f***er is mind his own business and let me manage the team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the f*** her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of the f***ing barns at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it for manager's corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball f***ing Network.
The Don and Mike Show. Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Earl was in the game last night, Don. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, really? We give away this junk today, Robbie, and someone qualifies for the trip Friday?
Yeah.
Do we have a giveaway every day?
Every day.
All right, well.
Wow.
Stand by. Someone during this phone scan going to win all those DVDs that was pimping a while ago, and then qualify for a trip to Las Vegas we're giving away on Friday.
Very exciting.
Now, here we go with your telephone calls. Unscripted, unscreened. Here we go. Get on the line. Get on the air. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Girls. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, just heard you talking about The Rock. I just thought you guys might want to know. I saw on the internet the other day, they're doing a sequel to Get Shorty called Be Cool.
Uh-huh.
And he's in it playing a gay bodyguard with an afro.
Now, listen, he'll probably be good in that. I disagree with Mike that he's going to be the next big thing, but I think if you remember back to the original Get Shorty, remember the guy that was the bodyguard and John Travolta punched, his name was Bear?
Yeah, all right.
Punched him. The Rock could play a role like that, I think.
Sure. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see. I just think he is fantastic.
You are retarded.
I really do. I think he's dreamy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You and Dwayne.
If I was a check.
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah.
Or if he was.
Yeah.
He could
better.
Be. He could be. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, when you were golfing in Florida there, were the old people like two old people in Caddyshack?
Yes, the Habeshams were all over the golf course. This is Habesham, that's a peach, hon.
They were all over there.
It looks good on you. They're varying degrees. You'd be surprised at the shape that people are in down there. Some of them are in very good shape, but which means that some of the real old ones are still able to play golf. And when you ever say, hey, when you're down on a golf course and you see the blue flag,
mm-hmm.
the handicap flag, which means they can take the golf cart anywhere.
About old on this cruise ship that we were on, I said to Frieda at one point, how about a dollar for every oxygen tank we see?
Oh, you saw a lot of oxygen. I saw a lot of those, too.
And after a while, if we forget about it, we'd be Donald Trump because everybody's got the Don Imus oxygen tank.
The only good news is when we get to be that age, everybody's going to be that age.
Yeah.
That's what the guy said. At one point, the guy said, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to
make it. We are not going to make it to that age.
You and I, you know, we'll be like maybe 58 and die in a hang gliding experiment.
You didn't think you'd make it to this age.
Right. If we make it through this year, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, I will too, now that I think about it.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don't scare me like
that. Hello.
Hello.
So, you know, no, Buzz.
Don't
live
die.
Every moment.
Don't go dying on
treasure
me.
Every moment.
Hello? I am. I'm trying.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
No, not anymore. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Buzz, is the show any funnier to you now that you can see perfectly?
Not a bit.
Buzz didn't mention something that he mentioned to me during one of the breaks that
I forgot to tell Don this.
Probably had the most tragic vacation.
I didn't see any old people.
He suffered a serious injury.
What happened?
Dog bite.
I was bitten by a crazed dog.
Really?
Yeah, I had two vampire-like puncture wounds on my leg.
The man with X-ray eyes. You.
That's right.
You. That's funny.
Never saw it coming. No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Bitten by a dog.
Yeah. That was my welcome to Dallas.
Oh, that's where you downstairs, yes. John and Sylvia?
Yes, and their dog was excited.
Their dog bit you?
Ran out to greet me by sinking her canine teeth into my leg.
So add that to the list. Right next to, put dogs right next to strollers and loose shirts.
That's right. Buzz with his pocket full of steak.
Hello there. Todd and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks.
Hey, welcome back to Portland, Oregon, by the way.
Are we on in Portland, Oregon again?
Yeah, you are.
Right on. What's the crappy station we're on this time?
Well, this crappy station would be 9:10 a.m.
9:10 a.m.
Well, I believe it's a move up the dial. I believe last time we were like at 5:60 a.m. or something.
5:60 a.m.
You're doing the Forest Kelly.
Well, that's kind of the whole old theme.
1:300 a.m. All right, so we're back on in Portland, Oregon. Yeah. That's great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to welcome you guys back.
Right on. Enjoy us. I'm sure we'll be canceled in a couple of months. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Welcome back.
From where?
Sacramento, California.
Ah, see, you were just welcoming us back from vacation. Thank you, my friend. Yeah,
I had a comment, too, about the Mattel, the Barbie doll.
Yes, what about the Barbie doll?
They have the new divorced Barbie.
Is this a joke? Rob's touching, his backside.
Is this a
joke? You haven't heard about the divorce Barbie.
Hold on. Buzz, is this true or is this a joke?
I think I've read many Barbie stories lately, because I like to keep up. But I think it is true.
Oh, you know
if
what?
If this was Hollywood Squares, I'd say this was true.
I think I remember hearing a story that they were going to have a new boyfriend.
There's a Barbie, divorced right? Barbie?
Mm-hmm. She divorced Ken, but I say bail on this guy.
I do sense a joke coming anyway. Yeah.
Is this a joke or a true story?
Oh, I am a funny... It is a true story.
Nah, but you were going to say I am a funny guy, right?
No, I wouldn't ruin the show that way.
Yes, you would.
I would not like...
Come on. You just did ruin the show. You can't say the F-bomb. Hello.
Rob, next time I join you in dance.
Now all the lines just went dead.
Mm-hmm. I think we should fine our listeners whenever they use a word
Why,
like
really?
That.
We get to, we should just pre-qualify them.
Right.
Pre-qualify.
I don't ever know.
Oh, you know what? We're waiting for. Can I tell you one other thing that I forgot to tell you about my week off?
Hi, Buzz.
What I purchased. What I purchased that is wonderful.
What's that?
And I recommend it. And I'm not going to accept your laughing at me when I tell you this.
What?
I bought the Showtime rotisserie oven.
What I tell you?
Set it and forget it.
What did I tell you?
I cooked a roast with it yesterday, and it is fantastic.
Now see. What do you ask?
Change your name to Warren.
What?
We're number 99.
Sap.
I'm not a sap.
You don't.
What did I tell you? And you know what? Not since the deep fryer do I have a desire to come and show again.
I
wish to bring it in and make you a lamb.
No.
You know, he could have a turkey. If he started a turkey in the first break, he could have a 14-pound turkey done by noon.
Hey, listen, we got a new plan on this show. That we're not going to say dirty stuff. So one guy says the F-bomb.
Uh-huh.
How many people now have delay buttons that I still can't get phone calls on the air? There, it just went back. Thank you.
Don.
Yeah.
I'm putting this request in early, okay?
Okay.
And this is how long, okay? If I keep it, and it's still functioning and I don't throw it away or it doesn't get lost. I'll if I have it for the show before Thanksgiving,
you're
can
on.
Can I bring it in and cook a turkey that day?
Bobby, write it,
right. Post it.
All right, good. That's a deal.
Right. I'm gonna keep it.
And also post.
Turkey might take a little longer.
Yeah. Also post that Mike and I are betting like queens on the girls' basketball game tomorrow night. Right?
Betting like queens.
We're gonna
that expression.
We're gonna put on our. You okay, Mike?
Mike's choking on his water.
Betting like queens, and then I had to spit it out.
Who bet on what, Your Majesty?
God. I'm betting on Tennessee, the Lady Vols.
And I say it's UConn, based on my home state, the Huskies.
Do you even know their name?
The UConn Huskies.
Aren't they the Lady Huskies?
No, I think are they the Lady Huskies?
Mind of the Lady Vols.
Lady Vols.
With that great Dyke Pat Summit. I tell you, she could be a man. She's such a she is such a good coach.
Yes, three.
That's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Okay, Queens.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Howdy, boys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, I heard you talking about The Rock, and you mentioned the guy that played Bear on Get Shorty. Do you remember who that was?
James Gandolfini,
Jimmy
right?
Gandolfini, yeah.
Right on.
He got badly beaten.
And where is...
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I just will tell you, I will not give anything away, but I believe you will You will totally dig last night's episode.
I got two of them to watch.
Yes,
I got
you
two.
I didn't get the last one, so...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name is Pete. I'm from Portland, Maine.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, I've seen him at a Las Vegas-style show here, but...
Hold on, Pete.
Yo, Peter, you're talking to us.
You're talking to us, Pete.
Oh, well, dudes, man, I got to tell you, I'm on Vicodin and Budweiser. I just broke my heel in Middleburg, Virginia.
That's an excellent
on a
mix.
Horse farm.
On a horse farm?
This weekend.
Wow.
Oh, she said, excellent mix.
And I'm telling you, man...
It's the best mix.
First time, long time, you guys are the greatest. I saw you at a Vegas-style show here in Portland. I remember you heard about Pickle Park.
How many of those pills you got, Tops?
I got 60.
You got 60 bikes?
Oh, I got 60 in Budweiser's, and now I'm just good to go.
Hold on, Joe wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Oh, and, you know, I'm going to write myself a note. Don't remind me. Tomorrow, I want to call Joe in for an inquest.
Because he was your computer.
He was house sitting for me this weekend,
mm-hmm.
And you know I can only imagine what he and his girlfriend Tracy did.
You're going to get the bill a month later.
And you know what's going to happen?
Hey, we just had a little internet fun.
It's going to be one of those things where the FBI shows up at my house one day. They're going to say, look it, you were on like ilovechildren.com. Go, I was never on that. Say, hey, man, we're safe. We're at Don's house. Go to all the bad signs.
And if the FBI guy will sound like this. If you look inside your hard drive, you'll find this. We're not happy with these photographs at all.
So tomorrow I have to ask Joe about he and his girlfriend Tracy. They house sat for us. They did a great job with our dogs, but I'm just concerned that Joe was looking at my stuff.
You know when you look at your dog's eyes when you go home tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Bloodshot.
You know, I just get that feeling that Joe was probably, because he's in the house like 10 days. Rob,
let's sleep in the big guy's bed.
Let's keep wanting more brownies.
See, I know you and Kara, you've been over there enough that I think after you've been through my stuff a couple times, there's nothing to see. But Joe's never been there.
Did you prep your house when... Did you do any extra prep work, maybe hide things?
No, I didn't.
Joe asked me was how much to charge for tickets. So, and I told him I used to, you know, give a good deal for five or more.
You step right up here, you'll see where Mr. Geronimo... Does his computer work? $5, please.
Don't touch the modem. Oh, no, forget it.
Hey, where's that stuff that I got for your kids?
Oh, it's very cool.
Speaking of, you know, I can't get stuff for my kids anymore.
Right.
And Robert is my godson.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this. I know this is junk, but little kids, you know, you go somewhere, you don't know what to get. My kids, probably when your kids were younger.
Good choice. Yes.
This looks like a stuffed parrot, right?
Yeah, right,
like,
it is. Right?
What you have to do is throw it on the ground. You don't shake it or you don't rattle it. What you have to do is you actually have to... It doesn't make noises unless you really slam it against the ground.
Right.
I stood there, wherever we were, Belize or wherever.
I brought a parrot back from Florida also, the repeating.
For Joe and I used to don't use.
Hello?
Oops.
Have you seen the repeating parrot?
No.
It's where you talk to it and it repeats at a different level.
Oh, does it really?
Yes, the parrots are big this year. Very, very big in this thing.
So it was a fake one. Like
that's
this.
A very cute parrot.
Yeah. Parrots are hot.
Then I got, Frida got this. Something for Julia. Some dress for Rob's daughter. And then for the boy, you know, because he's my godson. Right. Look at this. Great. Have you ever seen a
Never Hawaiian? Too young to start with a Hawaiian shirt.
You ever seen a Hawaiian shirt this little?
No.
This is like even too big for Mini-Me.
Yeah.
You know who could, Dan Snyder could wear this shirt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is a tiny shirt.
Oh.
And here's the best. This, like, a Gilligan's Island captain hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Oh, is that for him or is that for me?
I'd like to see that on Rob.
Rob,
that wouldn't fit on your ear.
It's for your son, but give it a try.
Yo-ho!
Hold on a second. I think that's better on him.
Yo-ho!
Can you press it down a little bit more?
Oh, Rob, take the paper out. It's got, like, paper in.
Oh, that'll help.
Around the brim.
Now it'll fit.
Here we go.
Here we go.
That's comedy.
Avast, come aboard.
There it is.
Permission to board.
You know what it looks like, the picture? Captain Chesapeake was arrested today.
Skipper. Two bells, time for the Munchies.
Oh, God.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
At Camden Yards, did they end every announcement over the loudspeakers with Hun?
Hon, no, Hon, but their sound system, when they were doing all the opening stuff, and I love those opening ceremonies where you have the, you know, the fireworks going off and the guy that was on the field introducing the team, you know, I had just gotten done saying, hey, the sound system sounds great, and that's when it started being, ladies, yeah, you're Altmore, are you? Well, yep.
And Mike, listen, like I said, I'm not the world's biggest baseball fan, but
I am.
Really? Mm-hmm. Doesn't opening day always happen on Monday in Cincinnati?
Well,
Yankees played in Japan.
It normally happens on Monday, and this was a TV deal where they decided to put it on. You know, because I've never been able to go to an opening day game. It's usually in the afternoon,
right?
And this is one of those. You know, it's always about TV,
right? Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was actually calling about the James Gandolfini thing, but you've already gotten that done.
All right, and see you later, douche. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Radio God?
We're doing great. A friend? Hi, Don and Mike show.
I have to tell you this. If I didn't know you were God before, you are now. They totally revamped the entire radio station when I listened to y'all, and you guys are the only ones left that are even worth listening to.
What station? Where are you from? What station have they revamped?
That's 1450 AM or Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach? Yeah.
All right,
my friend. Thank you. Enjoy us while we're on. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Thank God they revamped it.
Do you even know the station?
No, I don't.
Me either. Hello, Don and Mike.
What up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm a huge fan of the show. I had a question for you regarding the Price is Right. I don't know. Aside from the Price is Right, my favorite game show was the Match Game. Did you guys like that one at all?
We love it. We play it. Come on, you must not be a listener to the show. We play it on the show.
I'm very new. I just moved up from the Bay.
Match Game. Enjoy our version.
Yeah, we like Match Game best. Robbie, we should do that this week. Match Game.
You want to? It's going to be different with the new rules.
I know, because the old answer used to always be penis.
Yeah, that was always the only answer that we could give.
Hello, Don and Mike.
We only drew up two cards.
Hello. Last call here on a phone scan, and we get somebody to get through. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hey, do you think Joe covered his tracks on your internet? Like, did he erase the stuff? Because you can go back and see where he went.
Yeah, I don't know. You
check
know,
your history.
Yeah, my wife is better
than that. I
think
you'll do that. I bet you will check internet history.
All I know is that the modem totally crashed after Joe was house-sitting for us.
I don't know. I understand. I just blew a little smoke into it. All I did was order these bulbs and said it would make you grow real good.
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back on your vacation.
Oh, look at that. Last call.
No way. Not the last call today. Tom.
Don and Mike. Don and Mike. How you guys doing? It's Kent from Canada.
Oh, from Canada. Hi there.
Good. Listen, guys, we missed you guys the last couple weeks.
Thank you.
I couldn't entice you guys to come to Canada last time we spoke about a month ago, so I'd like to offer you guys free Blue Jays tickets, the game of your choice, plus all the free beer, Canadian beer you guys could drink.
Right, we'll be right there, my friend.
Hey, get it. You name the beer. You name the time. You name the game.
We'll be right there. I tell you what, you throw in Ann Murray, Gordon Lightfoot,
sure.
a Brian Adams,
and a pint of maple syrup.
Jesus, all you guys need to see. You'll love it.
And we'll be there. Listen, you are the last person. As much as it pains me, we're going to give away a prize to someone from Canada.
A foreigner.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and also at that little party, have Peter Jennings there as well. And Alex Trebek and Alex Paul Schaefer.
And Michael J. Fox, now that he's feeling better.
I hope these DVDs play in his region.
Mm-hmm. What?
I hope these DVDs play in his region, because he's from out of the country.
Well, it doesn't sound that good on that wooden phone that he's using.
Give it another crank.
Listen, what's your name?
It's Ken.
And Ken, where are you from?
I'm from Toronto, a little city called Burlington, right outside Toronto, about 20 minutes from Toronto.
Just for future reference, Toronto would have been fine.
I know, I'm sorry, it's true.
For excited. Future reference,
yeah.
Just don't say anything else.
Okay, I won't.
No, see, you said okay, I won't.
All right. For future reference, silence from now on. There you go.
You won the DVD prize pack with Signs, The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, all the Austin Powers movie, Witches of Eastwick, Mars Attacks, Batman, and Blockbuster gift cards for great rentals, all courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls. Sneak preview April 14th. Log on to whenbettycalls.com. We are giving a trip to Las Vegas, and you are qualified for it. We're giving it away on Friday.
Now you are entitled to simply say, merci.
Merci, boys.
Say it in American.
Thank you. Merci.
Much better.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thanks for listening, even up there. Appreciate it. Well, Canada's got that, right? Canada's got nothing like this, right? I mean, you got to go to America to get the.
That's
you
right.
Hang up.
Yeah, he hung up.
He'll listen to your answer on the air. He's not going to get his prize now.
I'm here, guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm not hanging up. I don't want to say anything. You guys are yelling at me.
No, right. You're right. Okay. And you know what? An extra prize.
Hey, all right.
The prize pack.
An extra prize. Hold on a second. The Sopranos prize pack. Hell, I have no fury. Like the family. And this is nice with the Tony Soprano robe and other stuff. This is from HBO. Don't forget Sopranos Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Enjoy that.
I will.
All right, great. Thanks. Hold on a second.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
he could be an FA.
A man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Future American.
Hang up on him.
Made it up.
Hey, I'm right here.
He was very obedient. What? Excuse me?
Hang up on him.
Who's this?
Joe.
Joe, what are you doing?
Joe, what'd you do to my computer, dude?
Nothing.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
But I'm not sure about your flat screen.
You're not sure about what, Joe?
Your flat screen TV.
Joe, you better not have gone in my room.
No.
Dude.
Oh. I was trying to get the stereo to work.
Dude, you did not go in my room.
Oh, man, this looks like an orange soda stain.
All right, bye. Talk to you tomorrow, Joe.
And,
all right, goodbye, friend from Canada.
Thank you. See you guys.
All right, bye. It's time for Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments now that you can see clearly with your new laser surgery?
Today, David Letterman goes after the weasels at CNN.
Oh. Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. I heard about this even when I was on the ship. And if it's a story that I'm thinking of.
The whole apology thing.
I happened to watch when they showed the clip. And then the anchor said that's made up.
Right. Well, we'll go over all of that and a little news about Jay Leno to go with it.
Oh, and how about your laser eye surgery? Do you want to mention that?
Yeah, Millennium Laser Eye Center. It did a great job on my eyes.
You didn't pay, did you?
No, not a cent.
Good man.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
flat screen professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, hello.
Hello.
Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to you by Duramax. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's Dr. Develop.
Will someone call for a doctor?
Duramax, number one, because it really works. Dr. Develop, because it's patented. Duramax is available at retailers nationwide. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And some news about your late night hosts. When I saw last Monday night's Late Show with David Letterman, I was convinced that David done some video trickery. He showed tape of a boy yawning during a speech by President Bush. The boy stretched and yawned so much, I thought, in fact, I was certain he'd been edited into the video.
Now, I saw this on CNN while we were on the ship on CNN International.
Right.
And it was fracturingly
funny.
Like,
yes.
Funny that there was a kid, kind of a fat kid,
right,
who was standing to the right of Bush about two spots away.
Right.
And now I know that they taped the entire speech and they spliced them all together.
Right.
But the kid is going. And at one point, this little fat kid is doing that thing where you're swinging your head around.
Tilting back and forth.
Yeah, and
stretching
going,
his arms.
He's got his arms out like the helicopter thing.
He's doing it big. He's huge yawning.
He's rolling back on the balls of his feet, and he's tugging at his ball cap. And it was, like, laugh out loud. As much as people like saying that, it really was laugh out loud funny.
It was, and you know, Letterman, he played maybe a dozen of these clips from various various points in the speech where the kid yawned. And, I mean, so the bit on television just went on and on. And after a while, it just began to look a little artificial, maybe because of the way all the clips had been edited together. When CNN replayed the clip the next day, the anchor said the White House had declared the tape doctored. That night, Letterman
told... Well, as Larry King said, you can doctor
tapes. You can doctor tapes.
That's right.
Doctor tapes.
Well, and then that night, Letterman told his audience that CNN and the White House are lying and trying to make him look like a dope. Not to let go of a thing like this easily, Letterman then booked the kid for Friday night show, only to have CNN retract its story. Quoting Dave, now I've called the White House liars, and you know what that means. In about 8 months, they're going to find my body in the trunk of a rental car. CNN has since apologized to Dave, which he says is a landmark, because he says it's the first time in 25 years on network television that anyone in broadcasting has ever apologized to him.
Wow. I bet is it Letterman tape?
Dave calling.
Hold on.
Congratulations. This is Max Dora Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There he is.
Not Letterman.
You're back.
Not Letterman. No, hold on. Here he is.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes.
Right.
Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
Thank you, David. Still funnier than Leno.
Yeah. And by the way, the only thing funny that Jay Leno has done lately is to sign up for another 5 years as host of NBC's Tonight Show. No official word on how much he's getting, but a trade paper says Jay's salary has gone from $20 million a year to around $27 million.
That's supported by SPOA.
Stupid People of America.
Right.
I know that organization.
SPOA WLBC. With low,
dumb,
stupid people of America who like bright colors.
Yeah. So Jay makes about $27 million a year compared to Letterman's $31 million a year now. The network...
And Jack Parr, Buzz.
Yes, what about Jack Parr?
Regretfully.
Yes.
Has left us.
Yes, yes he has. And he has missed. The network re-signed...
I kid you not. I kid you not. And how's that stuttering John working out for Jay Leno?
Well, his ratings are up.
Right, all right. You know.
The network re-signed Jay because he regularly beats Letterman in the ratings, except for, say, when Janet Jackson was on Letterman's show last week. Jay gets a little over 6 million viewers a night on average, while Dave gets about 4.5 million. Viewership for both shows has been up this past broadcast season. And Meet the Press host Tim Russert says he would have done better on Jeopardy, but his buzzer didn't work.
Right. Hey, you big load.
Quoting Tim, it's the buzzers. You know the answer, but you can't get the buzzer to work.
Don't the celebrities always say the buzzer doesn't work?
I think so, yeah.
You know, really, when you talk about guys, especially guys who are in the media, the words doughy and pasty apply to that dude, Tim Russert.
Pasty, doughy, Tim Russert.
He's the
more
king
than
of that.
Anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a doughy. How you doing, Tim?
He always strikes me as the kind of guy you wouldn't want to have a conversation with in private.
No.
You know, you go out and you tell somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
You would.
Is this what's happening to Tim Russert right now?
They're getting him prepped for his appearance on NBC Nightly. There's a man. They're giving him a gentle massage. Tim's enjoying himself. And at any moment, they're going to know because they've got the frosted glass there. At any moment, one of his udders is just going to... Ah, there it is.
There's Tim.
Tim Russert.
There it is.
It was a celebrity round of the TV game show with TV's political pundit, says the contestants. The week-long series was taped here in Washington on Saturday. The episodes will start airing May 10th. Not surprisingly, Al Franken had the longest Jeopardy response. When given the answer, Cider House Rules, Franken responded in the form of a question, quoting him, "What is the movie that Michael Caine won an Oscar for that was about abortion and how it's good?" End quote.
He's so funny.
He's really funny.
You know, I'm fancying myself a liberal, but I don't like Al Franken.
Really recording the longest answer in
the
game.
Can I say as a liberal also, I don't like the fact that Al Franken is now the official poster boy for the left. You know what I mean? That makes me a little concerned.
I think he wrote a good book, and I think that's why he got that title.
I suppose so. Yeah.
He's the only guest to ever come on this show and demand cookies.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Although the name of his radio show, which is not heard by anybody, is funny. The
Franken
Factor.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give him a pass.
And I saw a spooky picture of my girl, Miss Corduroy. Janine Garofalo, she's one of the DJs on this thing.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you seen her with her new blonde hair?
No.
I mean...
Scary?
No. good looking. I know
really?
For the longest time I've told you that I thought
you've always
Garofalo
had something.
Had
something.
I think check her out as a blonde.
She hired, I believe, help. And they did a lot of makeup work, and they scrubbed her up, and they dyed her blonde.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet they really
scrubbed her.
I bet that was like hours of scrubbing.
Oh, sure. Blonde. Every nook and cranny.
Beautiful, flowing blonde hair.
Well, speaking of politics...
I bet she's not a natural blonde, Rob. I know that's where you're going with that.
Yeah, it's
weird. Dirty bird.
I hadn't thought of that.
Robbie took his dirty pills.
I thought of it.
Yeah. Speaking of TV and politics, President Bush has spent twice as much as the Democrats on advertising in this last month.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You know, what happened to Nice Bush? Oh, we took that out.
Yeah.
Oh, that used to be... See, I'm sorry, because that used to be right...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It used to be number 32. Now it's for Mike's Restaurant.
And cleaned up.
O'Mara's.
Thank you. The re-election campaign has spent about $40 million on radio and TV commercials that praise the president's work and attack the work of John Kerry. Kerry, meanwhile, spent only $6 million. Luckily for him, liberal groups have taken up some of the slack, spending another $14 million on his behalf. That's still just half of what the president spent, and the president has another $110 million in the bank for advertising.
Here's what I want to say to both of these guys.
Yeah.
I've seen all the political experts saying that this is going to be the dirtiest campaign ever.
Yep.
As
That's
far
what
as,
people have said, yes.
As far as, you know, bad ads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I say. It's April. Mm-hmm. The election ain't till November.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on! Bring it on. I like the one that I saw that Bush ran. Now, I'm not taking sides here.
Yes.
I like.
I worry about you.
Mike, listen, with all that George Bush has done to ruin our careers.
Yes.
Although I'll tell you, I feel the same way about the Democrats.
You hear about that summit meeting that they might be having between Kerry and your man? Ralph Nader. Going to meet with John Kerry.
Hmm. Right, because he sees that Nader's the guy that's screwing the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't know whether that happened, Buzz, or it didn't happen.
All these people like me are thinking about voting for Nader.
So, but you like the attack ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a great one that Bush has that's set like in 1920s, almost looks like an Oliver and Hardy thing.
Right.
It says, John Kerry wants to increase the price of gasoline taxes 50 cents per gallon. Has people driving their old Model Ts. You know, and I walked in and thought, wow, that's really nasty. That's pretty great. And then 5 minutes later, one comes on for Kerry that's slamming Bush. But my advice to the Kerry people would be either be more creative or be meaner.
Meaner.
Because the Bush ad was not only funny, but if you thought about it for a second, it was real mean.
Yeah.
So come on. I guess what I'm saying to both sides
is... Well, that's
is,
the rap on Kerry is that maybe he will be as mean, and I think they're both...
They have to be.
You got it. I think they have to.
Come on, get mean.
Clubs off. Come on, bring it on.
They generally save the mean stuff for later in the campaign season, and in fact, they generally save this heavy advertising for later in the season. Observers say both candidates are spending more on advertising now than we usually see until after Labor Day.
And I say, really, is it too much to ask? I think they're both men that are relatively close in age and in about the same health, even though Kerry just had that shoulder surgery. Mm-hmm. Once it heals up, how about a little prize fight?
A little boxing.
Just for fun.
And maybe this is just me. How about attacking the wives?
Yes.
How about, and both of them. Listen, I wouldn't go to bed with either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But how about, you know, have you taken a good look at... What's Bush's wife?
You've got Teresa Hines for John Kerry.
Yeah, right.
Laura Bush.
Laura Bush.
Let's look at Laura.
I said Barbara Bush.
So did I.
Because you know what? When we're talking comedy, she gets the winner.
She's the queen.
When you're talking comedy, you go to the father's
got
wife.
Got that big old lady underpants all the way to
the breath line. You know what? You just can't. You can't go with those old comedy standards.
But now, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? They said, this is Laura Bush. She's the first woman of the First Lady of America. Ask yourself before you vote, would you sleep with her?
So you're saying...
It's not about friends of John Kerry.
That'd be a good dirty ad. If only it could happen.
In other TV news, the Dick Van Dyke Show reunion is a go. It'll be called the 159th episode.
No, you ruin a perfect thing. Don't do this.
It'll air on the show's original network, CBS.
You know
you'll watch.
I know, but I know I'll be disappointed because it's the greatest TV show.
Who's bringing
show
the shovel for the whole cast?
All of the surviving cast members have agreed to return for
Rose
the show.
Rosemarie, who took the sex quiz on our show back when we did it, will be on.
You know, that show doesn't work without Buddy Sorrell, though, and he's underground, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, well, it'll be on May 11th.
So's Mel Cooley.
Yeah, Mel Cooley's here.
In it, Carl Reiner, in the 159th episode, air next month, or in May. Carl Reiner's Alan Brady character asks Rob and Sally to write his eulogy before he dies so he can have a crack at rewriting it.
Listen, here's the thing. I think the Dick Van Dyke Show is the greatest show ever, the best written show ahead of its time. And they left that show to me. I'm gonna get real faggy about television. That's just Camelot. That's a perfect show. Mm-hmm. They did it, unlike Mike and I.
Classic show.
But, you know, we should have quit about 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's a financial issue.
They went for 5 years, and all 5 years they kicked ass, and then they quit. Mm-hmm. And you know what they did that was smart? They walked away. They never did like one of those Laverne and Shirley things.
No, they didn't. They didn't do that.
So don't bring him out now, because frankly, he's an old drunk, and if you got to look at her, she got the Maria Shriver, You know, she's got the Crypt Keeper jaw happening.
Face being taken over by the teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you check out the TV Land Awards over your vacation?
I saw a little bit of it.
She really looks like her teeth are about to jump out of her mouth and start dancing.
And Danny DeVito, a very disturbing performance.
That was odd.
That's the TV Land Awards.
And how about Louise Jefferson?
Yes. Oh.
I mean, she required a
What's wrong with Wheezy?
Rob brought up
What's wrong with Wheezy?
Wheezy ain't all there.
No, she required assistance.
Wheezy's not well.
Oh, like between the ear?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And walking.
Oh. She's mentally unbalanced?
She seemed off balance in a lot of ways.
And I like that she turned away from the microphone when she spoke.
It was one of these deals where...
Fantastic!
Watch for it.
She was kind of looking, going, I'd like to they don't know the microphone's there. It was, Wheezy was in trouble.
God, Wheezy.
It was a good program.
But what was the deal? Didn't you think Danny DeVito was maybe juicing a little bit?
What did Danny DeVito... We have to break it, but what did Danny DeVito do?
Well, he wins the award for the worst boss. The meanest boss.
Right.
And he gives a tape reaction and because he couldn't be here, and then he comes walking out, so it's a surprise. And he said, don't you hate it when people don't show up? And then he starts rambling with this kind of comedy thing. But he looked here to be maybe inebriated. And then his wife comes out after that.
Do you remember when Chris Rock on his first special was like uneasy pacing the stage?
Yes.
That's what he was doing, and he was dressed as Louis De Palma.
He's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
You know, if you could think of Danny DeVito could be disturbingly big.
Is he fat now?
Yeah. He's disturbingly fat now.
Buzz, hold on. Guys, right. Everybody, hold on. We got a break. What's next, Buzzy?
Why TV is bad for kids.
Why?
Well,
I can't think of the reason.
I have the reason when we come back.
I'll debate you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Noted Bonesman, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. CCR. BUZZ. NEWS. RADIO. Dig it, I can spell. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You should probably wait until your kid is at least 4 years old before turning him or her over to his new babysitter, the television set.
Too late.
A new study says that through the age of 3, our brains are still learning to process the world around us. They call it wiring. And now TV, according to this study, gets the young mind accustomed to a world that doesn't exist. Right. Real life is not a series of fast edits.
Buzz, I'm not a smart man, but is this a story that somehow is something bad to say about television?
Yes, for children ages 3 or under, especially.
Oh, I
for
see.
Them.
What?
You're fine.
What'd you say, Mike?
I think it affects attention.
What'd you say?
What?
Did you go to the game?
I don't know.
I watched it on TV.
I'm not wired.
You know, I let my kids watch TV all the time, and the only thing, look at the clouds.
They say that this gets the young mind accustomed to a world that doesn't exist. The result, they say, is a brain that's wired incorrectly for coping with real life. The study from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Yes, Don.
Where's your glasses?
I don't know if you heard. I had laser eye surgery. I don't need the glasses anymore.
Hey, your eyes look pretty fly.
The study says that children ages 2 and under who watch TV have a 10% greater chance of developing attention deficit disorder for every hour they watch.
My footage is. Scratch it.
10 hours of viewing, a 100% chance that they'll have attention deficit disorder.
Wait, I mean 10 hours cumulative?
A cumulative viewing of 10 hours for children aged 3 or under.
You know what? Show me. Prove that.
The study says that kids under the age of 2 should not watch television.
Where's your glasses?
It miswires their brain.
Where's your glasses?
So what happens is you're talking about one thing and then somebody asks you about something else.
I'm tired. I love you, man. I love you.
You're crazy.
I got to get this in. A Disney World employee dressed as Winnie the Pooh's Tigger character is accused of fondling a 13-year-old girl and her mother while they all posed for a picture at the happiest place on earth.
Oh, dear.
Come over here, baby.
The 36-year-old...
smelly, stinky guy in his
picture. In his suit, 36 years old, booked on $2,500 bond. He faces battery and child molestation charges.
Oh, my God.
The complaint wasn't filed until 8 days after the alleged incident. Michael Chartran says he may have accidentally touched the girl's breast through the big padded paws.
Oh, dear.
But he also says he suffers from dyslexia, which impairs his memory. He watched a lot of TV as a kid.
Was?
Exactly.
The most wonderful thing about Tiggers, Tiggers are wonderful things.
Rob with the Winnie the Pooh reference.
In sports, two flight attendants for a charter airline are suing three pro wrestlers and the WWE for sexual harassment.
Not Mick Foley.
Nope, not Mick Foley. They say that Rick, Nature Boy Flair, and two other wrestlers threatened the flight attendants sexually. Flair reportedly wore only his cape on board, flashed his genitals, and forced a flight attendant to touch his crotch.
Oh, my God.
That was my traveling outfit. I go, Rob, where's my cape?
It's a cape.
My cape.
And from our political correctness department, the president of the University of Central Florida is apologizing for wearing an Afro wig for the school newspaper. He did it to welcome a new player who wears his hair that way. Critics called wearing the wig racist.
Oh, come on. Now, is the guy white or black?
The player is black. He wears the big combed-out afro.
What about the guy, the other guy?
The university president is white.
Okay, here's what I would say to them.
First of all, I would say this. I would say, hold it all.
And then second, I'd say, look at the new Nike commercial, which is funny as S. It's got Ben Wallace of the Portland, it used to be Portland, now with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's him and a bunch of little kids. And they're sitting on as the shot pulls back. The little kids are all singing, Ben's got a fro, Ben's got a big fro. And as it turns out, they're sitting on a gigantic afro with a gigantic pick coming right out of the back out of it.
What's the big deal?
It's funny.
Oh, actually, a lot of the students at the University of Central Florida were wearing afro wigs to welcome this new player who was famous for his large combed out afro.
Hello there.
Man, come on.
Hello there.
Everybody just calm down.
Yeah.
Oh, this just and also only two A's in the entire third grade grammar exam, okay? And one of them went to Catherine O'Mara. I thought I'd mention that.
Madam, your daughter.
You got that right, baby.
Madam, your daughter.
In spite of the TV
viewing. She don't have an afro.
And she's never worn the wig.
Congratulations, all.
Thank you. Finally, a story about a rocket scientist. I'm being sarcastic. But 35-year-old Shannon Kramer did have a rocket of the fireworks variety, and he thought it would be fun to fire it toward his girlfriend from inside his car. But the rocket never left the Ford Mustang. Instead, it fired downward, shooting sparks and flames upward. Most of Kramer's body hair, from his ankles to his groin, was burned away. He was temporarily blinded. And he had to explain all this to the police, who responded to the report of a man with a bomb. It was the biggest bottle rocket Shannon could find, quoting him, "No more of those."
What was his last name?
Shannon Kramer.
In the morning.
Shannon!
Thank you, Buzz.
Rocket scientist.
Yep. Yeah, right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, no.
That's it.
You gotta go home.
Hope you like the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Do another one for you.
Yeah.
Now that's it. We're out. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Bring your glasses, dude. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
And you.
Good night, Ben.
Thank you. I don't know what to say to you.
Well, regretfully, we must.
Okay, that's it.
Toodaloo.
Oh, I'm a dumb.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.